the RBI ladder is led by Chris Pratt, and my starting guy is Zach DeZenzo. DeZenzo gets an RBI episode to stay in his quick five to five. Quick five, making car washes from fast and clean. Get a membership for unlimited washes and save money. Visit GoFreshBerry.com for more information.
Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the Hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
Sometimes baseball is a really tough game to figure out. The Tampa Bay Rays started this season. Of course, they're still the best team in baseball record-wise, but what was it, just not even a week ago, the Rays lost 20-1 to the Toronto Blue Jays. Again, goofy, doesn't make any sense. A couple of starts ago for Blair Henley, who started last night for the Corpus Christi Hoops, he made two appearances at Momentum Bank Ballpark, and the Rockhounds were pretty rude to him from a baseball standpoint only, of course. He gave up 10 runs on 11 hits in 5 2/3 innings in two appearances. Well, last night, that same pitcher, Blair Henley, takes the mound, goes 5 scoreless innings, allows only 1 hit and 2 bases on balls, and departs with a 1-0 lead. Does the former Texas Longhorn, I might add. Blair Henley was just terrific in last night's game. As was the case two nights ago, the Rockhounds starter basically just as good. Joey Estes gave up 1 run over those first 5 innings. He would end up going 7 in the ball game. So you have Blair Henley, who basically really struggled against the Rockhounds. He comes back, looks like Sandy Koufax. Sorry, that's an old reference. Those 5 scoreless innings, and not quite perfect, but close to it. And it's a 1-0 game. At that point, the Rockhounds had not scored in this series in 17 2/3 innings. 17 2/3. That's as close to 2 complete games scoreless as you want to get. Hounds had been shut out, of course, on Wednesday evening, plus the last 3 2/3 on Tuesday, and the first 5 last night. So Rockhounds hadn't scored in 17 2/3 innings. Through 5 innings last night, no runs on 1 hit. When the game concluded, the Rockhounds in the last 4 innings had scored 11 runs on 11 hits. Joey Estes was tremendous. 7 innings, 1 run allowed on just 2 base hits. And the Rockhounds win 11-1. And that was after going 17 2/3 scoreless, including the first 5 innings of last night's game. Man, baseball, say it so often, I say it with love and affection, baseball is flat goofy. In this ball game, speaking of numbers that, well, they add up and yet they don't, Ryan Cusick will get the start for the Rockhounds. He's 2-1 with a 1.64 earned run average. Has a one number in there that just jumps off the page at you, but Ryan Cusick has been outstanding, and he, by the way, 17 1/3 scoreless innings consecutive coming into the game. Teams are taking the diamond. Let's take you downstairs now for the singing of our Star Spangled Banner from Whataburger Field in Corpus Christi. Sung this evening our national anthem from Whataburger Field in Corpus Christi. By the way, the Hook's doing something very cool this weekend. The USS Lexington, the World War II aircraft carrier, so impressive. That now makes its home here in the bay in Corpus. It has been nicknamed all those years ago, the Blue Ghost. And so this weekend, the Hooks are the Corpus Christi Blue Ghosts. Very cool uniforms, very cool tribute, I would say. Adrian Chavez gets the start this evening for Corpus Christi. Right-hander making just his fourth appearance of the season and his first against the Rockhounds. And as mentioned, it'll be Ryan Cusick for the Hounds. We'll give you some numbers on Ryan when he takes the mound. Really interesting, including, may not give you this one until he is really ready to go, 17 and a third scoreless innings, consecutive scoreless innings coming into this game for Ryan. Adrian Chavez, baseball in hand, the first pitch of the ball game from Corpus Christi right after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink. Easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
But absolutely the same conditions we've had all three evenings here in this series, and now into our fourth game of this set. What was it? Last night, I guess, was a little bit cloudy. We're back to blue skies this evening. Basically not a cloud to be found. 83 degrees with an 88-degree heat index, and we are set to go. Denzel Clark leads it off. Adrian Chavez to face him from Corpus Christi. Let's play some baseball. First pitch of this game is a fastball down, swung on and missed, 0-1 to Denzel. Denzel Clark, designated hitter, will lead it off in this game. 2-3-4, very familiar. So we'll set the Hounds lineup card for you. Stretch by Chavez, pitch to the plate, down and away for a ball. 1-1. Lawrence Butler batting second in center field. Lawrence in center at a three-run home run last night. Brett Harris bats third and plays third. Brett Harris in the three spot. Chavez with a 1-1 set. Delivery to Denzel up in off the glove of Grant Wolforth, the catcher, and back to the screen. Two balls and a strike. Darryl Hernandez, another big night last night, went 2-for-5, swung the bat well. He's the shortstop batting cleanup. Darryl Hernandez. J.J. Schwarz, the catcher, batting fifth. J.J. behind the plate. 2-1 pitch from Chavez. Swung on, fouled straight back. Count squares at 2-2 to Denzel. Greg Dykeman in right field about sixth. Greg Dykeman in right in the sixth spot. Jeremy Ironman back in the lineup tonight. He's been dealing with a hand injury, but he is set to go. Jeremy will play second base. Ironman batting seventh in the Hounds' order. Stretch and the pitch by Chavez. Swung on, fouled back. Denzel protecting the outside part of the plate, or so it seemed anyway. Lazaro Armenteros batting eighth in left field. Lazaro in left batting eighth. And William Simonite on a tidy eight-game hit streak, I might add. Batting in the nine spot, playing first base, Simo at first. 2-2 stretch. Pitch to Denzel. Check swing. Did he go? Oh, he did. Going to be rung up and by the home plate umpire. No appeal necessary. Denzel Clark out on strikes. So one away for Lawrence Butler. And for the Hounds, Clark, Butler, and Harris. Hernandez, Schwarz, and Dykeman. And Ironman, Armenteros, and Simonite rounded out against the right-hander. 15th round draft choice by the Houston Astros in 2021. Now the UCLA delivery is up high for a ball. The Lawrence Butler for ball one. And Chavez making his fourth appearance, his third as a starter. Corpus does a lot of that. The Astros double-A using the piggyback start system almost exclusively. Here's a swing and a miss. Good fastball up. Count 1-1 to Lawrence. Butler at 3-0-8. I don't know, of course, where the rest of the road will take the Rockhounds and Lawrence and you and me. Boy, what a tremendous first couple of months. Takes down low for a ball. Two balls and a strike. Not quite 2 months, but boy, what. A month and 3 weeks into the season, stunning. Tonight, game number 43 of the 69-game first half. Butler takes off speed up and away for a ball, 3-1. Left-handed hitter. 5 home runs, 29 driven in to go with that 308 average. Hooks having played solidly to pull in the infield. They shade him the opposite way in the outfield, and he swings and misses. The count goes full now, 3-2. Sun has kind of come and gone from just bright and shining to slightly veiled. That's what we have right now. Sun sets on the left side of this ballpark. So second base, first base, and right field will be tested before long. Here's the 3-2 to Butler. Swings and fouls it back. Finds the top of the screen behind home plate. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nobody on, one man down in the top of the first inning. Rockhounds with, boy, just a tale of two games last night. My goodness, 1-0 Corpus after 5, 11-1 Rockhounds the final. 3-2 stretch and a pitch to the plate. That sails up high, ball 4. Lawrence Butler again getting on base. And boy, he has just done a bundle of that on this season. For Lawrence, he extends an on-base streak now to 8 consecutive games. And now on base in 33 of his last 35 games. Now that's a good, that's a, obviously a good long stretch, but he's hitting .322 in that time. Now Brett Harris, one on and nobody down. Field goes into shadows as Brett takes just outside. 1 ball, no strikes. .296 the batting average. Brett right now fighting through one of those stretches where just looking to drive the ball and a couple of base hits put together. Check swing, and he does not do that very often, so a check swing strike, 1-1. And about as consistent a guy, I think, as the Rockhounds have had the last 11 games, getting a little under 200, and that's got to drive Brett crazy. Swings, ground ball, foul. Big high hopper past Bobby Crosby. Bobby trying to make the play on that. I don't know, that long high hop and then the short hop to the third base coaching box. That's a little dangerous without a glove. 1 ball and 2 strikes to Brett Harris. Lawrence Butler again, a very good base dealer, 10 out of 11. Chydez comes set, hands at the belt. Long set. Butler takes an extra step or two off the bag, but the pitch sails high and away, 2-2. Lawrence not going. Rockhounds wearing the bright orange jerseys trimmed in the dark blue tonight, and the dark blue batting helmets, the gray pants. You mentioned Corpus Christi, the Blue Ghosts for this weekend. Very cool. 2-2 pitch. Ground ball, right side, second baseman. Lopetegui goes to second for one. Did they get it? No, he beat it. You don't see that very often, but that was one of those cases where you're thinking, do you almost get that automatic call? But no, Lawrence Butler beat that throw to second base. The ground ball, and that I think will go as a fielder's choice all the way, because the throw did go to second. They did have a chance to get him. Lopetegui had to range to his left toward the hole, threw back and tried to get the lead runner, but Butler got there ahead of the throw. So fielder's choice, first and second are the runners with one man down. And the batter, Darryl Hernandez. Here he takes. Boy, high pass just got there in a kind of a delayed call from home plate umpire Jared Molman. Darryl reacted a little bit. 0-1 the count. Can't really blame him. Borderline pitch and a delayed call. 2-1 and one man down. Hernandez from the right side swings ground ball sharply. Hit third base, and that's... Nope, off the glove of the third baseman, Stevens. Tried to make the backhanded play and get to the bag ahead of Butler, but he misplayed it. Boy, I don't know. That will probably go as an error. It was not a very easy play at all. He tried to backhand the chopper. Might go as a hit. I personally would make that a hit. But, yep, it will be. Infield single for Darryl Hernandez. Stevens tried to make a really tough play. And he had the perfect instinct, tried to make the play, moving toward the bag at third to get the force out, but the ball kicked off his glove, and that's a tough play. So Darryl with a base hit. Base is full for J.J. Schwarz takes, boy, high strike. Just got there, inside edge, 0-1. So a walk, a fielder's choice, and in parentheses, great hustle by Lawrence Butler to make it so. And the infield single for Hernandez, base is loaded. 0-1 pitch. J.J. sends a ground ball right side. That's in for a base hit. That will keep the bases loaded. Drives home the game's first run. Runners go station to station. 1-0 on J.J.'s 17th RBI of this season. Lawrence Butler in to score. Brett Harris comes to third. Darryl Hernandez to second. Good piece of hitting by J.J. A little inside-out swing punch that ball through on the right side for the base hit. And now a visit to the pitcher's mound from catcher Grant Wolforth. Boy, Chavez has had a little bit of everything in this inning as he gets set to face Greg Dykeman with the bases loaded. Struck out Denzel Clark to open the game. Lawrence Butler drew a walk on a 3-2. Brett Harris, again, the fielder's choice with everybody safe thanks to a good piece of base running and just flat good hustle by Butler. Infield single off the bat of Hernandez and the base hit to right by J.J. Broke a little 0 for 13 right there to J.J. Schwartz. Nice way to do it with an RBI. Now Greg Dykeman, bases full, one man down. Pitch by Chavez, down to the dirt. Good block by Wolforth. One ball, no strikes. Well, the Hounds, again, have scored 11 times in the last four innings. Last night had 5 in the 6th, 5 in the 8th, and tacked one on in the 9th. Leading 1-0 here, bases still full. Dykeman waits, pitch to Greg. Up and away for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Dykeman hitting just 215, but a guy with a lot of experience at this level and above, so he's a dangerous hitter. And you certainly don't want to make a mistake to him. Here's the 2-0. Swung on and belted. If it's fair, it's a grand slam home run. What's the call? It is a foul ball. Dykeman thought it was a fair ball, and he pulls up about two strides shy of first base, kind of puts the hands on the hips and leans back. Boy, that ball, tough to tell. But the first base umpire is crew chief Ty Krause. He said it was foul. No argument, by the way, from Juan Delaney in the Rockhounds first base coaching box. Boy, Greg Dykeman, what were you saying? A dangerous hitter. I mean, he jumped all over that. That ball was ripped. But a foul ball, so it's just a strike, a scary strike. Two balls and one strike, the count. Takes down low ball three, 3-1. So now Chavez in a very uncomfortable spot. He's got the bases loaded, 3-1. Dykeman waits from the left side. Stretched by Chavez. Runners there leads. The 3-1 pitch, and that is way up and away, ball four. So Greg didn't get his grand slam, but he's going to force in a run with a base on balls. Brett Harris comes across. I guess we'll see a visit from the dugout. Yep, indeed we do. By the time I said I would guess we would see a visit, of course, the visit was already underway to the pitcher's mound. So a rough start here for Adrian Chavez. And John Kovalik, the pitching coach, will go out and have a word. Rockhounds with their win last night, or they needed it. San Antonio came back to defeat Amarillo in a back-and-forth game. So the Mission stay a game behind the Hounds. But the other three teams, Corpus Christi, of course, because the Hounds are here facing the Hooks. Corpus Christi, Frisco playing at Arkansas, and Amarillo playing at San Antonio. Those three teams lost. So the Hounds lead San Antonio by one game, Corpus by four, Frisco by 4.5, and Amarillo by 6 in the Texas League South. 27 games remaining, including the one you are watching alongside me. That was horrible, just horrible grammar and thought process. Pitch down and away, ball one to Jeremy Hyreman, 1-0. Elocution is my life. Jeremy, right-handed hitter, he's been sidelined a while, but back in the lineup this evening, been dealing with a hand injury. Bases full, one down, two in. Pitch to Hyreman, bounces up there, and Wolforth again handles that, two balls and no strikes. Activity has already begun in the Hooks bullpen as Chavez is struggling. Adrian in 7 innings, again, very limited sample size, 7 hits, 8 walks, 9 strikeouts. Pitch to the corner, and that's just wide, ball 3. So a 3-0 count to Jeremy Hyreman. One would assume he will be taking this pitch. Bases full, one man down, Chavez from the belt. Adrian's pitch, up, down and away, ball 4. Boy, he is having a struggle of it here in this first inning, third walk, third run. So in to score is Darryl Hernandez. To third base goes J.J. Schwartz, to second goes Greg Dykeman. And Jeremy Hyreman with his fifth RBI of the season. has a couple of home runs, a squeeze bunt, the bases loaded walk among his RBIs. Now here's Lázaro Armenteros, bases full with still just one man down, 3-0 Hounds. Big swing and a miss. Boy, Lázaro had damage in mind with that swing, but he comes up empty. Hooks with a right-hander in the bullpen. First inning, Hounds with a three spot. And by the way, talk about Murphy's Law sometimes. It's fireworks night here in Corpus. 0-1 pitch swung on a miss. Good backup delivery by Chavez, 0-2. Not saying the Hounds will do this, by the way, but again, so many times, say when the Hounds are home, but anytime you have a fireworks night, you've got a captive audience, and how many times does the visiting team jump out to a big lead? Not every time, of course, but from time to time. Pitch just outside, and it's 1-2. Hounds actually had a couple of sensational fireworks night. Great finish. A couple of times during the early stages of the season. One ball, two strikes. Chavez with a pitch. Swung on and bounced foul. Boy, Lázaro, big swing, but got out in front of it a bit over the top. Bounced it foul to the third base side. RBIs by J.J. Schwarz with an RBI single to right. Bases loaded, back-to-back walks by Dykeman and Ironman. 1-2 count to Lázaro. Pitch swung on and sent high in the air to left field. This is not very deep. C.J. Stubbs is there. Runner's going to tag, and the throw is going to come to third base. C.J. is not a full-time outfielder. Lázaro Armenteros will get an RBI sacrifice fly to left. J.J. Schwarz comes across to score. Rockhounds lead it 4-0. C.J. is primarily a catcher. He is playing in left field. The hooks all of a sudden have lost a couple of players due to injury or just banged up. One of them is Drew Gilbert, the outstanding prospect, and another high prospect, Will Wagner, is dealing with a hand injury. That's why he came out of last night's game. Here's William Simonite. First and second, two men down, four runs in. Pitch down the middle, called strike to Simo, 0-1. So at least for the moment, hooks with C.J. Stubbs out in left field. So his throw didn't even try to sail it all the way home. 0-1 pitch, and that is a line drive. The second baseman will make the play, Willow Profito. Simonite with a nice swing of the bat, but the line drive up the middle handled by Joey Loperfido, the hooked second baseman. And the inning comes to an end, but the Rockhounds put a four spot on the board. Ryan Cusick will take that four-run lead to the mound gladly, I'm sure. Half inning in the books. Game four of a six-game series. It's Friday Night Baseball from Corpus Christi. And our Village Car Wash score, the Rockhounds won. And against right-hander Ryan Cusick, the hooks are coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Off the top of the broadcast, we said baseball is a goofy game. It's really tough to figure out. Rockhounds, when they came to the plate, let's phrase it this way this time, when they came to the plate in the sixth inning last night, they had not scored in 17 and two-thirds innings in the series of Corpus Christi. They scored 11 runs in the last four innings last night, four more in the top of the first here. So after 17 and two-thirds scoreless, the Rockhounds have now put 15 runs on the board in the last five innings. Quincy Hamilton leads it off. By the way, nice moment, and I don't know if it happens every game, as Cusick delivers up and away from Ryan. Ball one to Quincy Hamilton. Nice one Joe Thon, the manager of the Hooks, came out to the third base coaching box and over shook hands with Brett Harris, Hounds third baseman. I like that little stuff that goes on. 1-0 pitch, and that ball hit high and foul, out of play. One ball, one strike. Hamilton in right field leads it off. Quincy Hamilton. Kennedy Corona is in center field batting second. Corona on deck. Joey Loperfido batting third and back at second base tonight. Loperfido batting third. 1-1 count. Cusick's pitch. Fastball got there. Called strike outside half. 1-2. Colin Barber will bat cleanup. He's the left fielder. Check me. He is the DH tonight. Beg your pardon. Correct my card. I know that to be a fact. DH tonight is Barber. And Colin will bat number four. Bouncing ball foul well wide of first. The count 1-2 again. Zach DiCenzo has joined the team as of today. He is the first baseman batting fifth. DiCenzo is at first base. Shea Whitcomb is the shortstop batting in the sixth spot and playing the sixth position. Whitcomb at short. 1-2 pitch by Cusick is up a bit high. We're trying to fire that fastball by him 2-2. Chad Stevens at third base batting seventh. Stevens is at third. C.J. Stubbs in left field batting eighth. Stubbs in left. And Garrett Wolforth, the catcher, batting ninth. Wolforth behind the dish. 2-2. Ball hit high in the air, right field. And that is well struck. High and deep, but it's going to run out of room on the track. Deep right center. Hauled in there by Greg Dykeman. Boy, Hamilton put a charge into it. There is, by the way, and much as is the case in West Texas when we're back home in Rocky Town, it doesn't happen often, but the breeze is virtually non-existent right now. So that was just a high, deep drive to right field. Was not helped nor hindered by any breeze at all. The flags are barely moving. That is really unusual here as well. Kennedy Corona, the batter. Right-handed hitter takes down and in for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Kennedy at 229, four home runs and 14 driven in. He's had a good amount of success in the season series. This the 10th game between these clubs on the year. Swinging a fly ball, that's in into left center field. That's not deep. Lawrence Butler coming on, and boy, no, instead it's going to be, oh, ball got loose. Armenteros tried to make the diving play. That will be a double. Lawrence Butler to his right, Armenteros to his left, and that ball just kind of dropped between them. It wasn't hit deep at all in the left field, but in the left center, got between them. Armenteros was the guy who eventually made a diving effort, but could not get there. And the way that unfolded, I think, yeah, all you can call that is a base hit. So Corona with a double. A little flare in the left center field. Here's Joey Loperfido. It's not the guy you want up there if you're the Hounds. Cusick delivers up and away for a ball. It's 1-0. Loperfido, 308 on the season, one of the league's 10 top hitters. And against the Hounds, he's hitting 406 with 11 runs driven in. Set by Cusick, the look at second. Now the turn, pitch to the plate, swung on, looked at high in the air to left field. Armenteros going back, still back, it's going to get out of here, it's gone. Has done it again. Joey Loperfido got that ball up in the air. Again, there is not much wind to push it. That fly ball just got over the wall in straightaway left field. Armenteros gave a look, ran out of room, and that ball gone. And just that quickly, the Rockhounds 4-0 lead is chopped in half. And Loperfido with his sixth home run of the year, RBIs 24 and 25, more than half of them against the Hounds. As Cusick delivers a strike to Colin Barber, and it's 0-1. Ball didn't get out by a lot, but it got out, and it's a 4-2 game. So both teams getting it going here in the first inning. Pitch high for a ball. So Ryan Cusick's scoreless streak still very impressive, ending at 17 and two-thirds innings. One ball, one strike. Barber waits from the left side. Pitch by Cusick. Down and in for a ball. 2-1. 2-1 the count. The Rockhounds' Darryl Hernández has driven in 13 runs in this series. He's hitting right around 460 in the series, and Loperfido has now driven in 13 in this season series, swinging a foul back, and it's 2-2. There are a whole bunch of guys in the Texas League who give you their next couple of road trip per diems to have 13 ribbies for the season, much less than the first 10 games of this head-to-head. Here's the 2-2 pitch from Tusick, lifted high and foul out of play, off to the left. So Ryan's streak is now gone, and with that two-run home run, that is more than he gives up on average in nine innings. Came in with a 1.64 ERA. And a couple of base hits, and he hadn't given up many hits at all. It's the walks that have been the issue. The pitch here right down the middle, and that's called third strike. Colin Barber, you just get the sense. He barks about the call a little bit, but, well, I mean, clearly too close to take. Well, it's a bit borderline. He's still barking a little bit. Getting a look from Jared Wallman, our home plate umpire, but Barber out on strikes. So the strikeout for Ryan Cusick. Ryan, 33 innings coming in. Only 17 hits. He's given up two in this inning. Backup pitch, bounced foul by DeCenzo, the newcomer. Zach, right-handed hitting first baseman. Outfielder by trade, 6'4", 220 out of Canton, Ohio. Nobody on, two down, but two runs in on the Loperfido home run. Pitch down and away for a ball, 1-1. 17 hits in 33 innings for Ryan, but 26 bases on balls against 30 strikeouts. So you add all of his numbers up coming in, and of course they will be bumped a little here early on. Pitch down, away, and back to the screen. As Michael Coffin, the outstanding voice of the Hooks, and I were talking about this afternoon, how do you get to 1.64 with the ERA for Ryan Cusick? Well, he has a 1.56 average against and a 1.30 whip, but most of that is on walks. Doesn't necessarily make a whole lot of sense. Pitch up high for a ball, 3-1. But again, only 17 hits in 33 innings coming in, and that's outstanding. He's given up a couple in this one. One of them, a little flare that dropped, the other a two-run home run. 3-1 pitch, nope, up and in, ball four. So again, the walks, and that's been the total. There's certainly needs to come down, but I don't think there's any question when you look at Ryan, you look at the numbers, you look at the presence on the mound, big, strong right-hander. That's something that he has a good deal of command over, of control over, to lower the walks, and if you do that effectively, boy, the other numbers have been outstanding. Just harnessing that command. Pitch way up and in for a ball. One ball, no strikes to Shea Whitcomb. Right-handed hitting shortstop. Shea, 247. Boy, he's got pop. He leads the team in both home runs and RBIs, 9 and 29, respectively. Hands away from the body and just above shoulder height. Takes down and away for a ball. It's 2-0. So one man on, two men out. Boy, a lot of baseball here in this first inning. First inning is approaching 30 minutes in length. It's from Cusick, and that's inside, and that's ball three. And again, that's simply the speed bump, and it's intriguing to watch. There's at times the command just kind of floats away a little bit, and it's happened here. Walked DeCenzo, and now a 3-0 count to Whitcomb. I'm guessing he's got the green light. Doesn't matter. He'll take here. Called strike, 3-1. Chad Stevens on deck. Bottom of the first inning, 4-2 Rockhounds. Whitcomb crowds the plate a little. Right-handed hitter waits. Count 3-1. Pitch from Cusick. Swung on, fouled straight back. Well, that just got the top of the screen, heading back for the luxury suites on the other side of us. So a full count. DeCenzo will run with the pitch. Shadow lengthening out, covering almost all of the infield grass now. In the right side of the dirt infield, about half of that. Stretch and pitch, runner goes, and it's swung on, lifted high in the air to center field. Lawrence Butler, looks like he has that in his tracks, and he does for the out. But Joey Loperfido does what Joey Loperfido has been doing against the Rockhounds, a two-run home run Two runs, two hits, no errors. A man left on base on the base on balls. So one inning complete and a half dozen on the board. Friday night baseball wild already. Village Car Wash score after an inning. Hounds 4, Hooks 2.
When you're craving a delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch chicken strip sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for three crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment, as much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. 3 escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Denzel Clark led off the first. He'll lead off the second. Adrian Chavez back to work. Denzel waits from the right side. First pitch, right down the chute, called strike. He struck out to start the ball game. That was almost the end of the good news for Chavez in that first. He gives up 4. Ryan Cusick giving up a couple on the home run, and it's 4-2 to the second inning. Denzel takes up high for a ball. 1 ball, 1 strike. I say again, the most entertaining 275 average, perhaps on planet Earth. 1-for-1 in this game, so average will have dropped a little bit. Pitch up and in, going off the glove or body, perhaps, of Grant Wolforth, the catcher. 2-1 the count. I thought it was his glove, but then he kind of bent over. I think that ball got him in the chest protector. This was the first team, by the way, Corpus Christi, that Denzel faced, and he got off to that crazy start. So he's hitting, 417 against the Hooks overall. Takes, boy, called that's strike two? Ah, that is strike three. I now understand what happened on that previous pitch. That is a called third strike. Denzel a little surprised. So was I. That previous delivery that got Grant Wolforth, that was a check swing and a little redirect on a foul tip. So that's why it got the catcher, and Denzel up and down on strikes. Lawrence Butler stands in, swings away, and fouls one back. Lawrence with a walk and a run scored his first time around. Kind of wondered on that pitch that got Wolforth because there didn't appear to be anything really out of whack with the delivery, so it was a little check swing. Denzel must have turned into it and just redirected it that much. Pitch up high to Lawrence, 1 ball and 1 strike. So 2 strikeouts for Chavez, both at the expense of Denzel Clark. Lawrence Butler at the plate. Brett Harris on deck in the second, 4-2. Hounds lead the Hooks. 1-1 pitch. Way up high, and that deflects off the catcher's glove. Goes about a third of the way up the screen behind home plate. 2-1 the count. Adrian Chavez, right-hander. Comes set right at the belt. Now the leg kick. Pitch on the way. Fires a strike over the inside part of the plate at the knees. 2-2 to Lawrence. Again with the base on balls. Butler extending that nice on-base streak to 8 games. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. So Chavez, boy, after that rough first inning, he faced the entire order one time through in the first, but he's responded with back-to-back strikeouts to open the second inning. And here's Brett Harris. And of course, there are times when a guy gets roughed up in the first inning, goes out there and says to himself, I'm starting everything over again, and Well, maybe that's all you get off him that night is the damage in the first. Here's Brett Harris, 0-for-1 with a fielder's choice and a run scored. He swings and misses. Pitch up in the zone, 0-1 to Brett, right-handed hitter. Leads the team with 31 runs batted in. Lawrence Butler now second with 29, and Daryl Hernandez with 28. 2-3-4 in the order. Here's a pitch right down the chute, called strike two. And Webb steps out, asks for his timeout. Nobody on, two men down here in the second inning, so boy, a completely different field at inning number two for Chavez and the Hooks. Brett taps the dish as he steps back in. 0-2 count. Bases empty. Two down. Chavez set. Delivery to Brett. Swings and misses. Got him. So Chavez, boy, did we say baseball is a tough game to figure out? Well, here's exhibit what? A, B, C, D, E, whatever it might be. Faced the entire lineup one time in the first inning. Strikes out the side in the second. Bottom of the second, we go for the Car Wash score. Rockhounds 4, Corpus Christi 2.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three quarter tons, one tons, two and four wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focused Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Rockhounds on the road for these 2 weeks. Returning home on Tuesday, June the 6th. Hounds will host the Amarillo Sod Poodles, their rivals from the Panhandle, of course. And then the Wichita Wind Surge will come to town. So the Hounds will come home, unpack, do laundry, do a little more laundry, and then get set to play some baseball. We'll look forward to seeing you. Some great stuff coming up. Of course, if it is a two-week homestand, I think that is the second and last of those for the season. Folks at Major League Baseball think there's no way to get around an occasional two-week road trip or two-week homestand, but clubs, I think, are pretty limited to no more than two of either over the course of a season, but it means a lot of great things going on at Rocky Town beginning Tuesday, June 6th. Chad Stevens leads it off, takes down and away for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Bottom third of the order for the Hooks. In the bottom half of the second inning, 4-2 Rockhounds, but boy, as was the case last night, a tale of two games, a tale of two innings for Adrian Chavez. Swinging a high fly right side, giving a long look as William Simonite. Can he get to that ball? He does! Nice catch right along the railing in front of the screen. Really good play by Simo. Foul ball right at the screen in the first base side. Simon with the ball club a year ago, so he has played in this ballpark. How much he's played at first base? Probably not a great deal. And so to make that catch, boy, doubly good. One man down here, C.J. Stubbs. That's ball strike at the knees. Boy, Cusick just fired that a dark knee-high outside edge. Garrett Wolforth, the catcher on deck. Nobody on, one man down. In the second inning, Ryan Cusick making his eighth start for the Hounds to pitch down and away, one ball and one strike. C.J. Stubbs, 175 the average. He's been close to an everyday player. Four homers, seven driven in. Right-handed hitter swings and pops this one up. This may be playable. J.J. behind the plate, and he's got that near the screen. Which couple of very good plays, and not web jams, but again, not all that easy at all. J.J. had a little bit of room, so he hauled that in. Two men down, and here is Garrett Wolforth. Wolforth playing in just his 12th game. Garrett in 0-9-7. If I called him Grant, I will tell you why I did that, as Matt Damon's character in The Martian, great movie, said, it's because I'm stupid. Called strike inside corner 0-1. I wrote it down that way today. And initially, I wrote down Grant, and I said, well, that you idiot, that's wrong. It's Garrett, and I corrected it. And, you know, a little guy in the back of your mind says, now, don't say Grant, because it's Garrett. And I said Grant. Swinging a pop foul straight back out of play, and it's 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Garrett, a switch hitter. Catcher out of Montgomery, Texas. Signed by the Astros as a free agent. Played for the Reds organization a year ago. 0-2 count. Two men down. Pitched by Cusick up and away for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Quincy Hamilton, top of the hook's order, is on deck. Bottom of the second inning. Hounds lead 4-2. Clay Walforth to pull pretty solidly, does the infield. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and it won't matter. Swing and a miss, and Ryan Cusick didn't strike out the side, but nobody got the ball in play. Two foul outs, including a very nice play by William Simonite, and second strikeout of the game for Ryan Cusick. So six runs across in the first inning, and each team goes 1-2-3 in the second. After two in Corpus Christi, Village Car Wash score of our game, the Rockhounds 4 and the Corpus Christi Hooks 2.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focus Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
This is from our Department of Redundancy Department. For those of you who are paying attention, thank you very much. We go to the top half of the third. Daryl Hernandez, J.J. Spores, and Greg Dykin. It must be Friday. Is it Friday? There you go. Of course, Friday doesn't really apply to baseball season if you make your living in minor league baseball, but it was a nice excuse for the moment. Goodness. So welcome to your weekend if you're wrapping up your 9-to-5, and if you are heading into the weekend, and of course it is Memorial Day weekend, if you're traveling, hope that you will do so safely, and thank you so much for spending part of your Friday with us. Daryl Hernandez will lead it off. Infield single his first time for the right-handed hitter. 3.48 coming into this game. What a story Daryl has been on this season. Takes down for ball 1-1-0. Started his season very, very quietly, did Dale Hernandez, but boy, it didn't take long for him to find a comfort zone, and he has stayed in it. Pitch a called strike on the outside edge. It's 1-1. It's not a streak of any kind, but in his last 29 games, this kid's hitting 376. In his last 24, he's hitting 400. It's outside and low for a ball, two balls and one strike. And it's, in this case, yes, redundant, but significantly, I think you can, it deserves repeating. He's only 21. 2-1 pitch is fouled away. It's 2-2, and jinxing him nicely. Two balls and two strikes to Daryl. Four home runs. 28 driven in for the young man out of El Paso. Boy, family and friends for Daryl, I imagine they're enjoying this time as he comes to the A's organization from the Orioles. Here's the 2-2. Swung on it high in the air to left center field, but I think he pulled a pitch that was middle out. He did, and that's going to be hauled in by Stubbs, deep left center field. Well hit ball, but that'll run out of steam, one away. J.J. Schwarz will be the batter. J.J. with an RBI base hit his first time up. Went opposite way, lined a single into right, and with it drove in the game's first run. Rockhounds 4, Corpus Christi 2 in the third inning. Teams meet tomorrow evening 7:05 and Sunday evening at 6:35. Chavez set. Pitch swung on, bounced right at the plate. Boy, it's a fair ball. Really good play by Wolford. Garrett Wolforth got out from behind home plate and got that ball before it could spin back into foul territory. Had to elude J.J. to do it. That's just a really heads-up play. Good hustle by Wolforth behind the plate for Corpus Christi. And it's two men down for Greg Dykeman. Well, Greg got an RBI his first time up on a walk. He narrowly missed getting four with a ball that he just launched to right field. The reaction from Juan Guilene, especially at first base, the coaching box for the Hounds, it was a correct call, but a close one. Picks up and away for a ball, narrowly missed a grand slam. Pitch high for ball 1-1-0. And Greg, last 16 games now, 15 games actually, hitting a little under 200. One ball, no strikes. Swing and a foul tip, and the count squares at 1-1. Boy, Chavez got the last two batters of the first inning. One of those was a sacrifice fly. But he's retired seven in a row, has Chavez, after the rough start. Pitch swung on and missed. It's 1-2 to Greg Dykeman. Not easy when you give up four runs in the first inning as a starter. Boy, you've got to get that cap back on your head squarely, get right back out there. And, boy, he has. He's done a really nice job rebounding. Those four runs are still there. It's a hard hit ball to second, but on one hop backhanded by Lopepito. Comes to first base with a throw, and another 1-2-3 inning, and Chavez has now retired eight batters in a row in this game. So all of the scoring in the first inning. And as we go to the bottom half of the third, our Village Car Wash score of the game will remain Rockhounds 4 and the Corpus Christi Hooks 2.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, but there's much more. For lunch in an unforgettable setting, visit the cafe at the Gardens, open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2. And the market at the Gardens is open on the first Saturday of every month from now to October. Aldridge also features patio furniture, home decor, and a gift shop with 17,000 square feet of unique items and gifts. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Imagine you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Our Hilliard Office Solutions Road to the Show. I use this one every year because it's such a great, I think, a great bit of perspective in how baseball has changed. And even within that context, absolutely stupid numbers from a guy who was a Hall of Famer, terrific hitter. He wasn't a power guy, but a really good hitter for average. He played, wow, almost a century ago now, but an amazing hitter. We'll tell you his tale from Hilliard Office Solutions. Top of the order in the bottom of the third inning. Quincy Hamilton will lead it off. Kennedy Corona and Joey Lopepito will follow. Lopepito and Corona doing the damage, a double and a home run back-to-back in the first inning for the Hooks. Breaking pitch called strike settles in over the heart of the plate to Hamilton, left-handed hitter. Flew out to deep right field his first time up. A little bit of sun out that way. That's the only place the sun's really an issue. Here's a swing and a miss on a breaking pitch down and in. 0-2. Quincy, 269 average coming in, three home runs, 20 driven in. Straight away in the left-hand box is Cusick. Comes set and delivers, and this ball hit again into right field. And that's a high fly ball, well short of the track, straight away and not overly deep at all. Jumped off the bat and looked exciting from the stands, as you might have heard, but nope, just a very routine fly ball to right field. One man down, and here is Kennedy Corona. Corona sent a ball in the air between the left and center fielders. Lazaro Armenteros in left and Lawrence Butler in center. They converged on the ball. But it dropped between them. Lazaro tried to make the play a diving effort, but it dropped for a double. And two pitches later, Lopepito homered. Here's a line shot, one hop at second base, handled by Jeremy Ironman. Boy, welcome back. Throw to first, right on the money. So Jeremy looking very, very solid. He's back in the lineup for the first time in a week and a half or so. Coming off the hand injury, makes that play. Two men down. Sharply hit the handle. Now Joey Loperfido. Well, he just continues to just mash in this series, does Joey. Left-handed hitter. First pitch from Cusick right down the middle. Good fastball called strike 0-1. Loperfido taking that all the way. Joey now in this series hitting .424, 13 runs driven in. Takes down and in for a ball, 1-1. And he has 13 ribbies in this series, which is now in its 10th game of the season between the Hooks and Hounds. Darryl Hernandez for the Rockhounds, that same number, 13 runs batted in. 1-1 count, pitch by Cusick, up high for a ball, 2-1. Loperfido has really been the constant for the Hooks. A couple of other guys have swung the bats well as well, but he's been a 300 hitter and been very productive. Hamilton has 20 ribbies as well. Pitch high and away for a ball, 3-1. And Drew Gilbert joined the ball club after opening the season at Advanced A. He is sidelined yesterday and today. No specific injury, just a little banged up from what we hear. Here's the 3-1. Ground ball, got a chance. Shortstop backhands it. Here's Hernandez, throws, and he got him. Darryl Hernandez, what a strong throw that was. Range to his right, backhanded the ball, set up, and I mean, he had to really let that go. Loperfido got down the line in a hurry. Really nice play by Darryl Hernandez, and that will end the third inning. So all of the scoring in this game has come in the first. Teams combined for a half dozen, but since then, three up, three down for both ball clubs in the second and in the third. After three, Village Car Wash score, Hounds 4, Hooks 2.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal: to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought your way by Oxy.
Both teams busted out, and both teams have been shut down since. A six-run first inning, Hounds scoring four times, Hooks scoring twice. Both teams have gone 1-2-3 in both innings since. For the Rockhounds, it's Jeremy Ironman to lead it off, bottom third of the order here in the top half of inning number four. Get you some totals in a moment. That one's pretty efficient. Here's a swing and a high pop foul that'll get out of play. Four runs on two base hits. Game has been errorless, but the Rockhounds got three bases on balls. Two of those with the bases loaded and a sacrifice fly. J.J. Schwartz started the scoring with an RBI single. Pitch by Chavez right down the middle, called strike 0-2 to Jeremy, who walked with the bases full on four pitches against Chavez in the first. And, boy, very typical of what has happened since. Chavez gets ahead of him 0-2. So Chavez has really responded. Pitch swung on, fouled straight back, still 0-2. Hounds, four runs, two hits. Corpus Christi, two runs, two hits. Kennedy Corona, kind of a flare double to just drop between left and center, followed by the Loperfido two-run home run. And 4-2 is our score in game four of this six-game stay in Corpus. Pitch swung on, lifted high in the air, but foul out of play. not always sure what's going through a guy's mind, but Jeremy reacted a little bit on that fly ball, thinking the guess is he got his pitch and didn't quite do anything with it. So the count's still 0-2 to the Hounds' second baseman. Stretching the 0-2, and that's fouled away. Good protective swing. That ball got in on him, and he just kind of fought it off. Still an 0-2 count. Hounds a one-game lead over San Antonio in the South Division. The Hooks are third. They're four games back. Frisco 4.5, and Amarillo 6. 27 to go as of tonight. First half of the race. Swing and a miss on a pitch down and away. Jeremy Ironman out on strikes. Five strikeouts for Chavez. He struck out the side in the second. And the batter now, Lázaro Armenteros. Didn't really say it at the time, but Armenteros had a really good plate appearance. Wasn't at a bat because it was a sacrifice fly. So you're not charged for an at bat on that, but he got down 0-2 and then up and in. Oh, man, and that hit him on the left hand or wrist. Ouch. So Lázaro will take his base. Man, that hurts. You know that hurts. Got him on the hand, and he will get some attention at first base. Pitch was up and in, and boy, that one got him. So one on and one man down. Bobby Crosby's going to come over as well. Anytime you get hit on the hand like that, you know that's dangerous territory. And I think he's going to come out of the game, or he's going to stay. Bobby kind of patted him on the back for a moment, and Lázaro took a couple of steps more toward the dugout than he did first base. But now he's kind of like me with my GPS. He's now back on track. He's on at first base. So it's one man on and one man down. That is the first base runner for either team since the first inning. Here's William Simonite. 0-for-1, but he ripped it. Line drive. He lined out to second base. Takes up and in. Ball one to Simo. He brought the glove with him tonight. Playing first base for the Hounds. Made that really nice play in foul territory. Stretching pitch to Simo. Swings, fouls it straight back. One ball and one strike. Adrian Chavez, right-hander, on the mound for the Hooks, 6'1", 205. He's from Southgate, California, and as mentioned, went to school at UCLA. One ball, one strike, pitch right down the middle, called strike 1-2. Field now all the way into shadows, beautiful pale blue sky this evening here in Corpus, and again, very little wind, really unusual. 1-2 stretch, pitch by Chavez, boy, just down, that did not miss by much, not an easy pitch to take, but take it he did, turned out to be right. 2-2 to Simonite, top of the order, Denzel Clark on deck. Hounds 4, Hooks 2, with one on and one out here in the fourth. Set to the right-hander, Chavez from the belt delivers, this ball is lifted high in the air to the right side, in foul ground, yep, going to be caught not all that high, that glove by the first baseman. DeZenzo foul out to first base, so one first baseman fouls out to the other. Two men down, top of the order, Denzel Clark. That, see if that's going to be it, though, on a very strict pitch count. Pachida is getting a visit to the mound, and it is Joe Thon, the manager. So remember, also, he had a long first inning, so, yeah, that's going to be it. Well, Chavez ought to get a round of applause here. He trails his team 4-2. And yeah, he gave up four runs in the first inning and three walks in there, and that was a really, really rough inning to be sure. But he ends up going 3 2/3, and since that first inning, the last 11 batters he's faced, he's retired 10. And he gave up only two base hits, singles from Darryl Hernandez and J.J. Schwartz, the first of them an infield single. He's responsible for the runner on base. Walked three all in the first inning. Struck out five and hit one batter. And so the Hooks now will go to the bullpen. And then we'll get a right-hander. I believe that is Jacob Delario. And indeed it is. Right-hander, Jacob Delavio. On the pitch in the fourth inning. One man on and two men down. Delavio joined the Hooks during their stay at the end of April and the first day of May, if I recall, at Momentum Bank Ballpark. I probably don't recall. He'll come on here in the fourth inning. Runner at first base is Lazaro Armenteros. There are two men down in the inning. He'll get Office Solutions, early game solution. 1930. Okay. I know it's a long time ago, but check these numbers out. I know baseball has changed by leaps and bounds, but still. During the nightcap of a doubleheader against the White Sox, Cleveland Indians' Joe Sewell, he is a Hall of Famer, he struck out twice in the second game against the White Sox in that doubleheader this day. Now, Joe Sewell will play in 109 games that season. He usually played in more, but he played in 109 games that season. In addition to the two whiffs in that doubleheader, how many more times did he strike out in 1930? By the way, he came to the plate 414 times. Runner goes, pitch taken, up and in, throw, on the money, they get him, nope, beat the tag. Boy, just the fingertips. By the way, no argument whatsoever from Joey Loperfido. The crowd doesn't like it. Loperfido did not react at all. Lazaro Armenteros has his first stolen base, and the Rockhounds have a runner in scoring position. The pitch, ball one to Denzel Clark. 1-0. Delavio set. Armenteros the lead. Pitch to Denzel. Up and away, ball two. 2-0 from the Hooks right-hander. Delavio 6-5. 235 from Kenosha, Wisconsin. Non-drafted free agent. Signed in 2021 by the Astros. 2-0, way up and in, ball three. Boy, that fastball high end, very tight. Denzel 0 for 2, couple of strikeouts. Top of the order. Runner in scoring position, two down, 3-0, and that'll get there. Strike on the inside edge, three balls, one strike. Lawrence Butler on deck for the Rockhounds. Hounds lead at 4-2, top of the fourth, all of the scoring in the first inning. This is the first base runner since then for either team, as we mentioned. Here's the 3-1. Up and away, ball four, so Denzel draws a walk. Let me fire that question at you one more time. Joe Sewell, playing for the Cleveland Indians, struck out twice in a nightcap of a doubleheader on this date. He played in that 1930 season, played 109 games, came to the plate 414 times. So he was an everyday guy. Missed a little time, but he was an everyday guy. How many more times did he strike out? Or put another way, how many times did he strike out in 1930? Pitch up high for a ball, one ball, and no strikes. And I concede in advance that, okay, he wasn't facing, you know, Max Scherzer every night, but how many times did he strike out in the season? Good breaking pitch called. Strike to Lawrence Butler. Good off-speed pitch. Really froze him. Delavio with the base on ball, so two men on, including his inherited runner. Pitch, and that sails way high, and that's ball two. Two balls, one strike. There's the bullpen for the Hooks just struggled mightily last night. 11 runs in four innings, all against the pen. Delavio has just been absolutely tremendous since joining the Hooks. Big right-hander delivers, and that is down low, and that's ball three. Three balls and two strikes. Delavio has gone 7 2/3 innings in five appearances. He has given up two hits. Walked four, now five, struck out six. Two on, two out, 3-1 count, and Butler, boy, a big swing and a miss. Three balls and two strikes. So the count full. Armenteros and Clark, boy, they are very similar physically. They both take those long strides and get it going. Not necessarily high-end base stealers, but they can both run. 3-2, they'll go with the pitch. They do. Pitch takes flight, down and in. Ball four, Butler draws another walk. Bases are loaded. And the batter will be Brett Harris. And, boy, would he like to break out of a little mini slump of late right here, would Brett? Kent, Rockhounds in this game, eight base runners and only two base hits. Five walks and a hit by pitch. Delivery to Brett. Down and that's back to the screen. And that will easily score a run. And on the wild pitch, it is 5-2 Hounds. Boy, DeLavio, who has been very good since arriving with the hooks, but struggling with command in this one. That run will close the book on Adrian Chavez. Boy, that's rough, too. Chavez did hit a batter in this inning, and he comes around to score. So on the wild pitch, Denzel goes to third base, Lawrence Butler to second. 5-2 score. Brett takes just outside. That's ball two, 2-0. Pitch just off the outside corner. Five runs, two hits for the Hounds. Two runs, two hits for the Hooks. Second and third, good speed on the base paths. 2-0 stretch, pitch to Harris, swings, and there's a high fly ball to center field, but it's straight away and not deep. Corona is there, and he's got it for the out. So the inning will come to an end. A Rockhounds Frankenstein to run together. One run, no hits, no errors. Two men left on base. Well, the Hounds do get another run across. Trivia answer on the other side of our timeout as we go to the bottom half of inning number four. Friday evening baseball from Corpus Christi and Whataburger Field. And our Village Car Wash score now reads the Hounds 5, the Hooks 2.
Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CY total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sundance Creek in Midland, a Western vibe and modern comforts combine with resort-style indulgence. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Colin Barber leads it off. We go to the bottom half of the fourth. First delivery from Ryan Cusick. Barber loops it foul down the left field side. Got in on him a little bit. Fought it off, sent it down in shallow left field. Lazaro Armenteros is the left fielder for the Rockhounds. Well, he is covered in dirt after the head first slide on the stolen base. Looks like he's playing in a ball game. That away, Lazaro. Barber, DeCenzo, the newcomer, just joined the team today, and Shea Whitcomb to face Ryan Cusick in the fourth inning. Hounds 5, Hooks 2. Barber, a strikeout victim his first time. Swings and chops one back to the mound. Nicely handled, and Cusick was going to tag him out. Ryan Cusick made that play. A little short hop. It's not the easiest play necessarily coming off the mound to get. Anything with the pitcher is kind of amplified a little bit or magnified. But he made the play and just basically right in stride just went to the baseline and tagged Colin Barber out. So one up, one down on the old one unassisted. And here's Zach DeCenzo, walked his first time up. First baseman will an exaggerated stance, swings and fouls it away. A lot going on there. The stance a little bit open and wide, hands up high. All right, the trivia question from Hilliard Office Solutions. How many times did Joe Sewell strike out in 109 games, 414 plate appearances? How many times did he strike out in 1930? It's down the way, 1-1. I know, sounds like a goofy question. You'll get it when I get you the answer. He struck out twice on this date alone in a doubleheader against the White Sox. Did Hall of Famer Joe Sewell. Here's the 1-1. Right down the shoot point. Really frozen with that pitch to Cusick. 1-2. DeCenzo, right-handed hitter. Shea Whitcomb waiting on deck. Bottom of the fourth inning. Stadium lights starting to take a little more effect now. Big deep breath by Cusick. 1-2 pitch. Ground ball left side. Brett Dodge can't get there. Clean base hit. So DeCenzo is 1-for-1 plus a walk. Good piece of hitting there. One ball, two strikes sharply at single left field. Third base hit for the Hooks. In 1930, Joe Sewell came to the plate 414 times. 411 of those, he didn't strike out. He struck out three times. This is a bona fide big leaguer. Pitch swung on. High in the air. Right field. Going back, Dykeman. Has time, has room. Short of the track. And it's actually going to give way to Butler. They will cross paths in deep right center. Lawrence will tuck it away in right center. Greg was going to make the play, instead he kind of drifted behind and backed up Lawrence, but the catch made two men down on the first pitch swing by Shea Whitcomb. Here's Chad Stevens. Joe Sewell, who, by the way, was a career 312 hitter, and the guy's a genuine Hall of Famer. And it wasn't a fluke. He struck out three times the entire season. Yeah, that's stunning. And, yeah, I know pitchers didn't throw as hard then, and you didn't have the deep bullpens that you do now, and starters had to go further and all of that stuff. And I get it. I completely get it. But those guys were still pretty doggone good, and they only struck him out three times. There's a bouncing ball foul wide of third. So other than that doubleheader on this date, 1930, Joe Sewell spent the rest of the season with the Cleveland Indians and struck out once. I'll give you a further stat on him. He just absolutely stunning. Maybe the greatest contact hitter of all time. I mean, he hit 312. It wasn't Ty Cobb or Ted Williams or any of that kind of thing. A swing and a foul back, 0-2, and he's not Mike Trout or he wasn't Barry Bonds or anything like that. He wasn't a power guy. But Joe Sewell played 14 big league seasons. By the way, he played 22 games in his rookie season. Then he played 100, anywhere from 109 to 155 the rest of his career. But in 22 games, he struck out four times as a rookie. The 0-2 swung on it, punched foul out of play by Stevens, still 0-2. So Joe Sewell played from 1920 to 1933, 14 seasons. He came to the plate 8,333 times. That's plate appearances. 8,333. Your over-under is 100. How many career strikeouts did Joe Sewell have? Over or under 100? 8,333 trips to the plate. Pitch outside for a ball, 1-2. And by the way, either way you answer, the answer is just stupefying. One man on, the base hit by DeCenzo. Bottom of the fourth inning, Hounds lead 5-2. Batter is Chad Stevens, fouled out on a really good play by William Simonite. First baseman his first time, takes down and away for a ball, 2-2. Chad at 213 on the season. Right-handed hitter. Hooks wearing white baseball pants and, again, specialty jerseys. They are the Corpus Christi Blue Ghosts in honor of the USS Lexington this weekend. 2-2 count. Stretch by Cusick. Pitch to the plate. Up high. And the count goes full now, 3-2. So DeCenzo will run with the pitch. Outfield straight away. Infield playing the right-handed hitter to pull pretty significantly. Jeremy Ironman shading well toward the bag at second. Daryl Hernandez toward the hole. 3-2. Now time called. And somebody took the... This is a pretty good crowd here. It's fireworks night, and that guy, boy, did that guy pick his spot, huh? Here's the 3-2. Runner goes. Pitch takes flight. Fouled away, and we'll do it again on three balls, two strikes. So 0-2 is now 3-2. And Chad Stevens has the most strikeouts of any batter in the Texas League, but boy, to his credit, he's taken an 0-2 count here and worked it full. Now he's fouled a couple of pitches away. 3-2, runner goes, pitch taken, down low, ball four. Cusick thought he had a strikeout. Instead, he's got a walk, and the tying run will come to the plate. Second walk issued by Ryan. gets three base hits. Now here's C.J. Stubbs. Well, let me give you our answer here. Joe Sewell, over-under 100 strikeouts in his career, right? That's your over-under in 8,333 plate appearances. Well, the answer is over, but not by much. Stretch, pitched by Cusick, down and away, nicely backhanded by J.J. behind the plate, 1-0. In 8,333 trips to the plate, Hall of Famer Joe Sewell struck out 114 times in 14 years. And by the way, never more than 20 in a season, and single-digit strikeouts in 10 of his 14 seasons. Different time, space, and dimension, but not that different. 1-0 pitch down and away, ball two. And again, command has been the one red flag with Ryan statistically. If your calculator isn't handy, Joe Sewell struck out an average of once every 73 trips to the plate as a big leaguer. Pitch outside, ball three. Boy, now for Ryan, if he wants a new baseball, we'll throw that one out. 3-0 to Stubbs. C.J. fouled out to his opposite. Actually, he's in left field today. He fouled out to catcher J.J. Swores his last time up. Two men on. Two men out, tying run at the plate, 5-2 Hounds, bottom of the fourth inning. Cusick set, 3-0 pitch. No, down and away, ball four. So now back-to-back walks, and boy, there is the... Man, that's the issue that has been part of his M.O. on the season. So now... See if we get a visit to the mound. Yep, thought so. Chris Smith will come out. Base is loaded. J.J. will join him. If you Google him, he's pretty a really good player. Joe Sewell, Cleveland Indians, way, way back. But he was a Hall of Famer, hit 312, and averaged one strikeout every 73 trips to the plate. He struck out 114 times in 14 years. And last season, exactly 150 batters struck out at least 100 times in a single season. 200, I think. Kyle Schwarber, I think, with 200. And I know, different time, space, and dimension, but my goodness, Joe Sewell. And on this date, man, he probably didn't get any sleep at night. He struck out twice in a doubleheader. Twice in one game, Joe Sewell, Hilliard Office Solutions. Now, here is Garrett Wolforth. He is now the go-ahead run. Pitch from Cusick, swing and a miss. So Chris Smith gets the pitching coach strike, and it's 0-1. Well, it's taking effect now. This has been a long inning. Teams went up and down in order, both of them in the second and third, but the first and the fourth have been lengthy innings. The 0-1 pitch from Cusick, down and in. That's ball one, 1-1. Rockdown's got a run in the fourth inning, I should say, without benefit of a hit. Hit batsman, two walks and a wild pitch. A single and two walks here. Tying runs on base. Pitch to Wolforth. That's down and in. That's ball two. It's 2-1. Boy, and when you're struggling to find the zone, and Ryan really didn't until this inning in this game, it's just palpable. You know, the tension, the pressure, however you wish to define it. The 2-1. That's up and in. That's ball three. It's 3-1. Quincy Hamilton is on deck. Wolforth to take 1-2 swings now at the breeze and steps back in. Base is loaded, two men down, 3-1 count. Hounds lead it 5-2, but that's in a bit of jeopardy here in this fourth inning. 3-1 pitch, nope, up and away, ball four. That's three straight walks for Ryan Cusick, and he's walked in a run. Yep, again, that issue with command didn't appear at all until this inning. Now the Hounds will get activity in the bullpen behind him, and that is three consecutive walks. It's a 5-3 game, and now here's Quincy Hamilton, and the tying run now is in scoring position. Bases full, two men down. Hamilton 0-2. He's flown to right twice in this game. Time called. Left-handed hitter is Quincy at 269. Three home runs, 20 driven in. And he swings and pulls this one away. He jumped at the first pitch, fouled it off. 0-1 is the count. Kennedy Corona on deck. And the hook's without Drew Gilbert in this game and without Will Wagner. And Wagner, it may be a while. 0-1 stretch, pitched by Cusick. Boy, just up, I guess. Didn't miss by much if it did, but that was, I guess, up and out of the zone. One ball, one strike. Bases loaded, all on walks after the one-hit pitch. Went down, did it get there? Nope, did not check swing, did not go. 2-1. So all of a sudden, that mound is a lonely, lonely place. There's one on with two men down, but three walks in a row, and now a 2-1 count. 5-3 Hounds, Hamilton waits. Pitch from Cusick, swung on, lifted high in the air. Brett Harris, third baseman, drifting, and nope, that'll get into the seats. About five or six rows deep, and caroms wildly. The young man who brought his baseball glove explaining to his dad that he had that in his sights. I love they've got him on a TV screen. Oh, that's a, he had that thing, too. That was coming right at him, but not quite. Two balls and two strikes. Bases loaded, two men down, 5-3 Hounds. Hamilton pushes that bat back and forth a couple of times, waggles it now. Stretching pitch by Cusick, popped up. And is it going to be Cusick who makes the catch? My goodness. Brett Harris to say something to him, Ryan tucks it away. You never really want the pitcher to make that play. Ryan Cusick starts and ends the inning with a one unassisted on a ground out and a one on the pop out. Normally you'd probably prefer to have the infielder make the play. One run, one hit, no errors, three walks, and three men left on base. You know, we have played four, and each team on the board here in inning number four. Village Car Wash score, the Rock Hounds 5, and the Corpus Christi Hooks 3.
If you love HEB but don't always have the time for shopping at HEB, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry pick the produce, get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My HEB app today and start shopping at HEB, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from ad in store. See HEB.com for details.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Left-hander Colton Gordon will come on the pitch for Corpus Christi. He is the second of the piggyback starters in this game. Jacob DeLavio goes one-third of an inning. He did not give up a base hit or a run. He walked two batters and one wild pitch, and his inherited runner scored. That was the last run charged to Adrian Chavez. So DeLavio serves as the bridge to get to the second of the piggyback starters, and Colton Gordon will come on, and he will face the middle third of the order. Darryl Hernandez will lead it off for the Rockhounds. Colton Gordon, left-hander. Gordon has been really tough to hit. .219 the batting average. One of the league leaders in that category, and the left-hander faces Darryl Hernandez. Big lefty delivers, fires outside for a ball, one ball, and no strikes. Hounds 5, Hooks 3. Each team with a single run in the fourth inning after going up and down in the second and third, both clubs. Swinging a foul away. Count one ball, one strike. Colton Gordon 6'4", 225. Bradenton, Florida is his home. 24-year-old left-hander out of UCF, University of Central Florida. One ball, one strike. Hernandez, Schwarz, and Dykeman in the inning. A swing and a foul straight back, one and two. Gerald Hernandez, one for two in the game, an infield single and a run scored in the first inning. And then flew out to left field to open the third. Right-handed hitter waits, pitched by Gordon, is down and in for a ball. Count goes two and two. Colton Gordon making his ninth appearance. Just his second out of the bullpen. This is going to bring a visit to the mound from Garrett Wolforth, the catcher. So he's been a starter only the second time that he has piggybacked, and that was one of those cases where he got a save. In 37 and a third innings, Gordon has given up only 30 base hits, 16 walks, and he has struck out 47 batters, so he's well above a whiff per inning on average. 2-2 count to Hernandez. Darryl waits. Pitch swung on, ground ball on two hops right at second. Loperfido is there. Sidearm throw, and oh, the ball got out of the glove. That'll be an E. I would hope an E on the throw. DiCenzo unable to pick it. Interesting, Loperfido throws almost sidearm, which is interesting for an infielder in that. Throws short hopped first baseman DiCenzo. So Hernandez will reach on the error. They haven't put it up on the board yet, but it has to be an error on somebody. And the batter will be J.J. Schwarz. It is indeed an error on the throw. Starting to say something about that a couple of innings ago. Pitch called strike to J.J. One for two with an RBI single and a run scored in the first inning. It was on the ground ball. It was hit by Greg Dykeman. And Loperfido kind of sidearms that throw to first base. Pitch, whoa, my goodness, up away and back to the screen. So on a wild pitch, boy, the Rockhounds have, from the Corpus Christi standpoint, that is an ugly way to get a runner in scoring position, an error in a wild pitch. And once again, what do we have now? Well, home plate umpire brought the ball out to Colton Gordon, and now the catcher, Wolforth, has joined the conversation. Now, this is interesting. Is this a mound visit? We'll find out shortly. Really interesting. Again, our home plate umpire, and I don't think that's a... Is that? Yeah, it is. Or is it not? No, that is not a mound visit. But Jared Moleman took the ball back out almost all the way to the mound. I don't know if somebody was maybe brushed by that pitch, but it's a wild pitch, runner in scoring position. Delivery called strike. J.J. takes over the inside edge, one and two. Hounds five, hooks three. Top of the fifth inning. Base runner is Darryl Hernandez, has good speed. J.J. waits from the right side. The lefty Gordon delivers, and this is popped up middle of the infield, and it'll be Loperfido, and he will glove it. So a pop out to the second baseman. No mistake there. One man down. Here's Greg Dykeman. A bases loaded walk after narrowly missing a bases loaded home run. Back in the first inning. Greg just cranked one down the right field side, and it was hooking just a little. He thought it got past the foul pole before it crossed into foul territory, but Ty Krause, our crew chief, said otherwise. Greg disagreed for a moment, but there was no other big argument, so had to settle for it. Bouncing ball foul over to the first base coaching box. Juan DeLaney will make that play. 0-1 the count. So a bases loaded walk, his 12th RBI of the season, and a ground out to second base. One on and one man down in the top of the fifth inning. Dykeman waits, pitch, backup delivery, just missed up in. One ball and one strike. Just wrapped around the inside corner to the breaking pitch from the left-hander. Colton Gordon comes set. Hernandez the lead. Pitching away to Dykeman, and that will find the part of the plate. Same pitch, backup delivery. This one just got there, one and two. Greg's reaction says he thought that might have been high. Looked like a high-edge pitch for sure. Just got there, one and two. They play him to pull on the right side of the infield. Delivery swung on, fouled straight back to the screen. And the count goes one and two. Jeremy Ironman waiting on deck for the Rockhounds here in the fifth inning. Two-run ball game. Been that way pretty much since the first inning. Stretch and pitch, and this ball lifted high in the air, left field side. This may be playable. C.J. Stubbs in foul ground. Boy, leaps against the wall. Couldn't make the play. Boy, he went out of our line of sight just as he made that leaping attempt. He went airborne, went up against the wall where the stands jet toward the left field foul line. And as they do, they also jet up pretty quickly, and you can't see everything down that left field corner, but that was a great effort by Stubbs. That much I can tell you. Didn't quite get there, but a great effort. So still 1-2 to the Rockhounds right fielder. Greg Dykeman waits. Lefty-lefty matchup pitch. Called third strike outside corner. Greg knew it. That's just the kind of pitch you tip your cap and you walk away. Perfect fastball, knee-high outside corner with a little run on it. No two men down, and Jeremy Ironman the batter. Jeremy, a bases loaded walk and a strikeout in this game. Has been battling a hand injury, but returned to the lineup this evening. Delivery over the outside corner. Boy, that's a perfect pitch. 0-2, 0-1 rather the count. Jeremy's return certainly helps from a defensive standpoint. The Rockhounds gives a second option at second base. Logan Davison has been very good there. He can, as Baseball America says, he can play anywhere on the dirt just fine. Breaking pitch called strike 0-2. Jeremy, another excellent defender, but he's down to the count here, 0-2. Gordon trying to work out of the jam created by the throwing error by Joey Loperfido. The delivery, and Jeremy check swing. Did he go? He did. He's out on strikes. So the error does no damage. And we are midway through Friday evening baseball. Village Car Wash 4, Rockhounds 5, and the Hooks 3.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan. So make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Hey, fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.valleyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
To the bottom half of the fifth inning we go. Rockhounds had a chance and runner in scoring position, but turned aside. Colton Gordon comes back with a couple of whiffs and get out of the inning now. We go to the bottom of the fifth in a 5-3 game. Kennedy Corona, Joey Loperfido, and Colin Barber, 2, 3, and 4 in the order. Leadoff batter is Kennedy Corona. He flared a little double into fairly shallow left center, dropped for a two-bagger, and that was followed by the Loperfido home run in the first. Corona bounces one foul, into his own dugout. That'll rattle around a little bit. Oh, one count. Hounds and Hooks, fourth of this series. Play tomorrow evening at 7:05. Pitch backs up high and tight. One ball and one strike. And Sunday evening, 6:35. By the way, wild game going. Frisco and Arkansas, bottom of the fourth, pitch down and away for a ball, 2-1. It's 8-7 Frisco. And they got a long, long way to go in that one. San Antonio leads Amarillo 2-1 at San Antonio, bottom of the fifth. Mission's only a game behind the Hounds. 2-1 pitch. Hit high in the air, pop up toward the shallow center field. Jeremy Ironman, Lawrence Butler, I think. Yeah, Lawrence going to call it up. There were actually five guys within shouting distance, four in particular. Armenteros from left, Butler from center, Hernandez from short, and Ironman from second. They were all kind of in on that, but Butler, the center fielder, called everybody off and made the catch in shallow center. So one man down, here's Joey Loperfido. He is 1-for-2 with a two-run home run. Swings and sends a ball, a little looper in the left field. Armenteros coming on, got to play it on a hop. Another base hit for Loperfido. Took a really good play by Darryl Hernandez, in fact, at shortstop to retire Loperfido in the third. And he sends a little flare in the left field here. Another base hit. Fourth hit for the Hooks. Hounds have two. Loperfido. And the Hounds just really struggling to get him out. And again, he's been so productive. Swing and a foul straight back out of play by Colin Barber. Barber struck out looking in the first and bounced out to Ryan Cusick, the pitcher, to start the fourth inning. He bats here in the bottom half of the fifth. It's 5-3 Hounds. Hounds got four in the top of the first. The Hooks got two in the bottom half of the inning, each team scoring another run in inning number four. Toss to first base, Loperfido back. You know, he's a very good base runner. He's not ultra-high volume, but he's 8-for-9. So when he goes, he's gotten there. Stretch by Cusick. Left-handed hitter waits. Swing and a miss as Barber swings right through it. That's 0-2. Again, a couple of high prospects, Will Wagner and Drew Gilbert. Not in the lineup. Both banged up. Hand injury to Will Wagner. Colin Barber has fought injury. He is a top-five prospect of the Astros. Swings and pops this one foul. That's going to find its way just onto the roof. Off to the left, disappointing the folks below. Count stays 0-2. Zach DiCenzo on deck. One on, one out. Bottom of the fifth. Barber for the year at 272. Three homers and 14 driven in. Left-handed hitter. Stretch and pitch by Cusick, outside for a ball, 1-2, tried to get him to maybe chase a little off the plate, would not go for it. All right, looks in for the sign, J.J. Schwarz doing the catching tonight for the Hounds. 1-2 pitch, swung on and missed, got him. So Barber 0-for-3 in this game, couple of strikeouts. Ryan Cusick has struck out just three batters in this game. Average is not quite a strikeout per inning. Now here is Zach DiCenzo. He has walked, singled, and scored in his first game with the Hooks. Matthew Barefoot, an outfielder, placed on the injured list, and DiCenzo fills that spot. Pitched down and away, one ball, no strikes. There is concern that Will Wagner may have a hand injury that may take him to the injured list, but that's not been official. Called strike. Boy, that's a tough pitch. Just got there outside corner at the knees. Big bender that time by Ryan Cusick. One ball, one strike. And all we had on Drew Gilbert was that he is banged up. So, and boy, he plays the game full tilt boogie. Gilbert's first pro season cut short when he ran into an outfield wall. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Same pitch twice. The first one taken, this one whiffed at. And it's 1-2. One on, two out, tying run at the plate. And a combined 8 runs on 6 hits in this game. Loperfido takes the lead. The pitch down and away, and the count now 2-2. Shea Whitcomb on deck, and he's a guy with power again. He is the leading home run hitter and run producer for the Hooks, and you'd rather have him lead off the next inning. Bottom of the fifth, two men down. Well, Profito will draw another throw with Simonite gloving that. Soft toss back to the mound, so that's the second toss to first base. The disengagement rule, or as I heard someone call it, the disenchantment rule. I believe that was maybe the pitcher's take on it. Low Profito bluffs, doesn't go, swing and a miss. Going to Zenzo, chased one well up and away. So Ryan Cusick gets back-to-back strikeouts, and he gets out of the fifth inning, much as Colton Gordon got out of the top half of inning number five. We'll give you some totals in a moment. But we've played five. Rockhounds trying to even this series at two games apiece. And after five complete, Village Car Wash score has the Hounds on top of Corpus Christi, 5-3.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, melty cheese. I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce. Yes, please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The sweet and spicy bacon burger from Whataburger. Just like you like it.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers.
Most of the offense tonight coming in the first inning. The Rockhounds a four spot, and again, they really Frankensteined those four and really all five of their runs in this game together. Hounds scoring four runs on a couple of base hits, two bases loaded, walks, and a sacrifice fly to take a 4-0 lead. Ribbies by J.J. Schwarz on a single. Greg Dykeman and Jeremy Ironman on walks, and Lazaro Armenteros on a sacrifice fly. The Hooks got their two runs in short order with a flare double from Kennedy Corona and a two-run home run by, guess who, Joey Loperfido. And that made it 4-2. Each team manufacturing a run in the fourth inning. And it is a 5-3 game. Lazaro Armenteros leads it off against Colton Gordon. First pitch swing, towering foul ball. Right field side out of play. Lazaro was hit by a pitch with one out in the fourth. He stole second. A wild pitch after a walk then brought him home. Ground ball to shortstop, handled by Whitcomb. Throw, boy, on a just a laser to first base. Lazaro runs well, but he is out. One up, one down in the sixth inning on the ground out to short. Lazaro eventually scoring on the wild pitch by Jacob DeLabio. And then a base hit and three consecutive walks issued by Ryan Cusick in the bottom of the fourth inning. And a run scored. Tapper back to the mound off Simonite's bat. Throw to first base right on the money from Colton Gordon. So two up, two down very quickly here in the top half of the sixth inning. Two up, two down, and here's Denzel Clark. He is 0-2 with a couple of strikeouts and a walk. So through five innings, and in fact through five plus the first couple of batters here in inning number six, Rockhounds 5 runs, 2 hits. Corpus 3 runs, 4 hits. Gordon delivers, finds the inside corner to Denzel, 0-1. Right-handed hitter in the leadoff spot for the Hounds tonight. Takes down and in for a ball, one ball and one strike. Right-handed hitter waits. Denzel, cleaning up a card. Pitch down and in, ball two. Two balls, one strike. Armenteros, an RBI, a run scored, and a steal in this game, so he's been kind of quiet. He's 0-1, but he's been part of the offense big time. Swing and a miss, and the count goes 2-2 now to Denzel Clark. So Colton Gordon, who does strike out a lot of batters, strike away from a 1-2-3 inning. In tomorrow's Game 5, Roiber Salinas will go for the Rockhounds. So I think it's going to be an interesting start against Rhett Koba, who's been really good, one of the best in the league early on. 2-2 pitch, bounce toward third, couple of hops handled by Stevens. Sets up and throws, got him. 1-2-3 inning, all on ground outs here in the sixth for Colton Gordon. And this remains a two-run ball game. So to the bottom half of the sixth inning we go. Corpus Christi, the place we like to call the Beach Village Car Wash score. The Hounds lead the Hooks 5-3.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speed start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts. Plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag and crazy full bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to synergy.com.
Right-hander Calvin Coker will come on to pitch for the Hounds. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Ryan Cusick, 5 innings, 4 base hits, 3 runs, all earned. He walked 4, struck out 4. That ERA will bump up a little bit, came in at 1.64. And his scoreless streak ending at 17 2/3 innings. Got the first batter in this ball game, then a double and a home run, so that broke up the streak. But that's still a pretty nice string of scoreless innings. It had 17 2/3 for Ryan. Calvin Coker to face Shea Whitcomb to lead it off. Breaking pitch away, and again, that's the MO for Calvin Coker. A lot of breaking stuff from the slender right-hander. Hounds have Whitcomb shaded solidly to pull in the infield. Takes a good backup pitch for a called strike. Started well off the plate, busted in over the inside corner. Calvin, 6'3", 174, Scottsdale, Arizona. That's where he now makes his home. His 1-1 pitch. Hard hit ball, base hit in the left center field. No, Whitcomb, leadoff single, and just that quickly, the Hooks have the tying run at the plate. Fifth base hit of the game for Corpus Christi. Heard from Astound Broadband a couple of moments ago. This was actually yesterday's date, but I hope that's close enough. If you are playing at AAA and you're hitting 477, you're going to get called up, and he did on actually now yesterday's date. Went 0 for his first 5 and then hit a home run off a future Hall of Famer, and that really kind of set the tone for one of the great careers of all time. Dancing off the bag at first is Whitcomb, ball hit in the air to center field, right at Lawrence Butler. He is there, makes the catch. One pitch, one swing, Chad Stevens. Boy, hit the ball hard. Chad is really struggled in his series. He is 1-for-30 in the season series. He did walk in the fifth inning of this one, and that was a well-hit ball, but he hit it right out to center fielder. One down for C.J. Stubbs. He is fouled out to the catcher and walked. Well, that kid who hit 477 within AAA Minneapolis. Runner goes. Pitch is taken. Here comes the throw on a hop by J.J., but not going to be in time. Stolen base, Jay Whitcomb. He is sixth of the year. Runner in scoring position, 0-1 to count to C.J. Stubbs, but Whitcomb got a single and a steal here in the sixth inning. Stubbs waits at the plate, right-handed hitter, pitch from Coker, down and away for a ball, 1-1. Well, the kid who got called up on yesterday's date, again 0-for-5, then hit a home run against a future Hall of Famer, he would hit 659 more. I'll tell you who he is right there. Pitch, just down and away, 2-1. What a career. played 25 seasons, I believe, and was a 24-time All-Star. Two-time MVP. He was basically an All-Star every year he played. Swinging the foul back, 2-2. It's astounding. Hit 302. 1,903 ribbies. He stole 338 bases and is considered perhaps, and I would eliminate the word perhaps, but perhaps the greatest defensive player at his position ever. And those 660 home runs he hit, he missed two seasons early in his career to serve in the U.S. Army. Played in New York City twice and one other city for quite a while. Many consider him the best all-around player ever. I would be one of those that would sign the petition. 2-2 pitch. Down and in. Ball three. So full count. Runner in scoring position. One man down. 5-3 Hounds. The Hooks with a tying run at the dish. C.J. Stubbs, the batter. Garrett Wolforth winning on deck. Then the top of the order. Calvin Coker comes set. 3-2 the count. Stubbs waits. Pitch takes flight. And it's ground ball to third base, couple of hops to Brett. Sets up, throws, got him. Two men down. Maybe one hopper to third base, handled by Brett Harris. Two men down. Here is Garrett Wolforth. Well, he played in New York with the Giants, then San Francisco with the Giants. Played in two of the most challenging ballparks ever built, Polo Grounds and Candlestick. And came back and played for the Mets before it was all said and done. That always seemed wrong to me, but should have been a Giant his entire career. Here's Wolforth now. Swings and misses at the first offering from Coker, 0-1. Called him to say, hey, kid. Great center fielder, Willie Mays, Hall of Famer. He was not a unanimous choice to the Hall. Are you kidding me? How do you not have him on your ballot? 0-1 count. Pitch swung on and missed. Boy, another pitch down and away. It's 0-2. See how this inning unfolds. Willie Mays made what is considered the greatest catch of all time. It was in the 1954 World Series. I'll give you a number on that catch. It's really interesting. 1-2 pitch, swing, and a miss. Boy, Calvin just carved up Wolforth on three pitches, chased three different breaking pitches away. So no runs on a leadoff base hit and a stolen base. No errors and a man left on base. So Calvin Coker gets the whiff. And the inning in the books. So we are bound for the top half of the seventh inning of play. And after six complete in Corpus Christi, Friday night Texas League Baseball. Village Car Wash score, Hounds 5, Hooks 3.
VIP Sports Getaway is the official transportation provider for the Rockhounds, and they can be your getaway too. Cowboy fans, check out our packages for the 2023 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages. VIP Sports Getaway offers Rangers baseball packages, too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Sundays are family days with the Hounds. Get five tickets for just $25 with a coupon from the Saturday edition of the Midland Reporter Telegram. Family Sundays are made possible by Academy Sports and Outdoors and by All-American Chevrolet of Midland. Game time is 1 o'clock at Momentum Bank Ballpark. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Top of the stretch inning, and Lawrence Butler leads it off for the Rockhounds. It's a 5-3 game. It's been a two-run game basically since the get-go. Lawrence 0-for-1, couple of walks and a run scored in that first inning. Takes up and in from Colton Gordon for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Lawrence, left-handed hitter. Be followed by Brett Harris and Daryl Hernandez. Takes up in and off the glove of Garrett Wolforth, and that'll bounce away. Two balls and no strikes. Ball collected by Brett Harris. Flip to the bat boy. Good teamwork. By the way, they're in the top of the sixth at North Little Rock. Frisco 8, Arkansas 7. Wild game going there. Hounds' next stop is North Little Rock. Called strike. That's got there to Butler in the outside corner. Lawrence not convinced on that. Two balls, one strike to the Hounds center fielder. He leads it off in the seventh. Pitch swung on, fouled away. Pitch black night sky now all around us. A fireworks night going here tonight in Corpus Christi. Good bunch on hand. Butler waits, 2-2 count. Lefty against lefty. Colton Gordon with a 2-2. Chopper, big high bouncer. And it's going to be a tough play. It's going to be a base hit. Pitcher and catcher colliding a little bit trying to get there, but that is a Baltimore chop toward the mound. You can't give anybody an error on that. Nobody did anything wrong. They just pursued the ball. They actually kind of bumped into one another, but I don't think either could have made the play. So Lawrence Butler gets a little Baltimore chop to the mound. Ball that's hit straight down, then bounces high up in the air, and by the time it comes down, that's usually out toward one of the infielders. But here, that ball got a little air under it. By the time it came down, Butler was bearing down on the bag at first. Here's Brett Harris. He takes a called strike, 0-1. 0-3 with a fielder's choice and a run scored. Right-handed hitter against the left-hander, Gordon. Looks at the runner, comes to the plate. Brett trying to bunt, but he fouled it back in the count. Now goes 0-2. As of about an inning or so ago, the breeze has again returned. And much like West Texas, the wind isn't going to stay away for very long. Don't usually get the high velocities that we get in West Texas, but the wind is almost always a factor here. Pitch from Gordon, that ball's ripped and gone by the third baseman. Well, Brett Harris is one frustrated hitter, and I don't blame him. He loosened the seams on that baseball, and third baseman Stevens made the catch, ranging to his right toward the line. A little up for Brett, and again, he's about as good a pro as you want to be around, and he was really frustrated after that. That was an 0-2 pitch, and he flat out ripped it. But Stevens reached out and grabbed the line drive, one man down. Darryl Hernandez to the plate, swings and sends a line drive to right, but that's going to hang up enough for Hamilton to make the play. So, boy, two hard-hit balls, but both are caught. Line drive to third, line drive to right. Two down for J.J. Schwarz. San Antonio, by the way, is pulling away from Amarillo. That's a 5-1 lead. They have the bases loaded and nobody out, I believe, in the bottom of the sixth for San Antonio. So the Missions are threatening to blow that game wide open. And San Antonio just a game behind the Hounds. They're an interesting aggregation. A lot of free agents. Hounds and Missions split a series at Momentum Bank Ballpark, of course, just before this road trip began. Pitched down and away for a ball, 1-0. And don't know how things are going to pan out, but the Hounds and Missions finish the first half of the six-gamer at Nelson Wolf Stadium. Pitch way up and away for a ball. It's 2-0 to J.J. RBI single and a run in the first. He bounced out, sounds odd, bounced out to the catcher in a very heads-up play by catcher Garrett Wolforth. Just swinging a foul straight back, 2-1. Popped out to second base his last time up. On the play at the plate, J.J. chopped one almost straight down, and Wolforth kind of popped out from behind home plate and got the ball in fair territory before it might spin back and out of play. The 2-3 put out. Here's the 2-1 pitch, and that's bounce foul 2-2. North Division is a two-horse race, and it's not mathematically so, perhaps. I mean, there's a long way to go. Obviously, 27 to go, but Arkansas and Tulsa are 7.5 games clear of the rest of the division. So that's a two-horse race. And the Hounds will see Arkansas next week. Two balls, two strikes. Runner goes. Got a pretty good jump. Swing and a miss. Won't matter. The inning is over. J.J. out on strikes. So Lawrence Butler trying to steal a base after that leadoff base hit. But the strikeout will end the inning. So no runs on a base hit. No errors. Man, LaTon Rockhounds have only three base hits in this game. But they have taken advantage of opportunities and what's been given them by the pitching staff. And it's a two-run ball game. So, a little seventh-inning stretch trivia coming up, the non-Googleable variety. Calvin Coker going back to the mound. We go to the bottom of the seventh. Village Car Wash score. Hounds 5, Hooks 3.
And the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Top of the order in the bottom half of the seventh for the Hooks to face Calvin Coker. Have little two-part non-Googleable trivia for you, and they are easily Googleable if time were allowed, so we'll try to do these quickly here. Major League Baseball, in which division are all five teams over 500? One division only. In which division in Major League Baseball are all five teams over 500? Just a moment. I don't think we'll give you Googleable time, but we'll give you a moment. It'll be Quincy Hamilton, Kennedy Corona, and Joey Loperfido in the seventh inning to face Calvin Coker. Well, the only division with all five teams over 500 is that monster that is the American League East. And my goodness, what a division that is. Pitch drops down low for a ball, 1-0. And, of course, the teams at the top are probably the two that are talked about the least, Tampa Bay and Baltimore. And the Orioles are absolutely just right now playing great baseball. Pitch swung on, sent foul down the left field line into the seats, 1-1 to count. Quincy Hamilton has flown out twice to right field and popped out to pitcher Ryan Cusick to end the fourth inning. I'm not sure that's how you want that to go. Third baseman Brett Harris was there as well. Pitch to the corner, called strike to the back door. It's 1-2, one ball, two strikes. Now all five teams are over 500. Toronto is 26-25, Boston 26-24, and everybody else is solidly over. 1-2 pitch, down and in. Count is 2-2, and boy, Tampa Bay and Baltimore, of course, are right at the top. The Yankees have made a little bit of a move. They're still, what, seven games out, but well over 500. Two balls and two strikes. Pitch from Coker. Low and away, ball three. So Hamilton, the leadoff batter up there with a full count here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Quincy, left-handed hitter, waits. Coker with the three-ball, two-strike stretch, kick and pitch. Ball hit in the air, right center field. Greg Dykeman on the move, reaches up, balls it in. Three times, Hamilton has flied out, or in this case, lined out, to Greg Dykeman in right field. One man down in the bottom of the seventh. Okay, part two. In which division is only one team over 500, and barely at that? Okay, now the AL East, all five teams are over 500. In which division is only one team over 500, and they're not over by much? Here's Kennedy Corona, a double in three trips with a run scored, back in the first, takes down and in, ball one. Loperfido on deck. So this, we've already seen it, Corona a flare double in the first, and Loperfido followed for the two-run home run. Wind blowing out to left now. Here's the stretch and pitch. That'll back up over the heart of the plate. 1-1. One more pitch. There, of course, a lot of you, you're fast Googlers. I know you could have Googled it by now. We'll give you one more pitch. Just, well, it's Friday. A little TGIF bonus time. Here's the 1-1. Bounce foul at the plate, 1-2. Well, the only team over 500 in the American League Central is Minnesota. And they're 26-24. That is your basic wide-open division. Here's a little Perspective for you. Here's the 1-2 stretch. Nope, time called here. Pitch clock violation on the pitcher. So it is 2-2. Calvin took too long. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Doesn't happen often, but pitch clock violation. 2-2 pitch. Popped up, straight back out of play. Boy, Corona had a pretty good rip at that pitch. The Toronto Blue Jays are 26-25. They are 10.5 games behind Toronto. They're 1 over .500. They're 10.5 games out. In late May, pitch swung on, ground ball, two hops, shortstop. Letter high for Hernandez. Darryl's throw, a little wide handled by Simo. Two down in the seventh. That's a big out because now Lou Perfetto to the plate and not as the tying run. So Toronto 26-25, they're 10.5 games out. They're in last place in the AL East. If they were in the Central, they would be a half game out of first place. Wow. By the way, speaking of the pennant races and two teams that are all of a sudden really emerging this year, pitch back door, called strike to Lou Perfetto. Joey 2-for-3, and it took a really nice play by Darryl Hernandez to get him out back in the third inning. Two-run home run in the first. Hands up high, stirs that bat just a little, swings and misses. Coker with that off-speed stuff, it's 0-2. Baltimore hosts the Rangers this weekend. That's a series between Baltimore, second in the East, and just a freight train right now. And the Rangers, of course, lead the Astros, at least for now, by 3 in the West, with the best offense in baseball. 0-2 pitch. Punch foul out of play. See what happened with that. Might have gotten up into a... I'm guessing that might have gotten up into one of the suites and scared somebody a little bit. Or did it carry him? Might have carried him down onto the field. Boy, I lost that foul ball. 0-2 count, second time. Lou Perfetto waits. Stretch and pitch by Coker, and he bounced it foul as Lou Perfetto over toward the Hounds dugout. In the first base side, still 0-2. Lou Perfetto at 3:06 coming into the game, so he will have bumped that up a little bit. Bottom of the seventh inning, Rockhounds 5 and the Hooks 3. Delivery swung is taken, boy, just inside. Coker thought he had a strikeout, and that pitch just off the inside edge. Hounds have 5 runs on 3 hits. Hooks have 3 runs on 5 hits. Corpus has 1 error. The game's only miscue. Oh, 1-2 pitch, rather. Bounce foul wide at first base. Count stays 1-2. So Lou Perfetto hanging in there against the Rockhounds right-hander. Ryan Cusick goes the first 5 innings. Calvin Coker, who has been the most utilized reliever for the Rockhounds, on in the 6th and now here pitching into the 7th. 1-2. Lou Perfetto waits. Pitch by Coker. Fouled straight back. Pretty good rip again. So this now will be the 8th pitch of this plate appearance. Lou Perfetto fouling off 4 2-strike pitches. Again, Calvin, not a guy who's going to throw 95 at you. He throws a lot of off-speed stuff, a lot of movement. 1 ball, 2 strikes yet again. Pitch to Lou Perfetto. Pounce that one foul. Do it again. So Lou Perfetto now has fouled off 5 2-strike pitches. Colin Barber would be next here in the Corpus Christi, 7th inning. Coker from the belt. Calvin with a 1-2 again, and that ball fouled away again. So this is now approaching epic proportions. 6 2-strike foul balls. Lou Perfetto's home run back in the first inning is 6th of the year. RBI's 24-25. Took it out to left field, opposite way. Again, Coker delivers, but missed way low and outside that time. 2 balls, 2 strikes. So that's 10 pitches, and Lou Perfetto's still up there. And that means activity now in the Rockhounds bullpen. Coker throwing a lot of pitches just to Lou Perfetto delivering. That's down low. That's ball 3. So he has now extended it to a full count. This was an 0-2 count. What else can this guy do against the Hounds? He's fouled off 6 here to run it full. 3-2 from Coker. Outside, ball 4. Well, that That's a well-earned base on balls. Well, Perfino draws the walk on 12 pitches. And the batter will be Colin Barber. Barber has struck out twice and bounced out to the pitcher all three against Brian Cusick. Let's have activity in the bullpen. Runner's going to go on the first pitch. Here's the throw by J.J., but it's nowhere near in time. Stolen base, Lo Perfido, and that's said earlier. When he goes, he gets there. He's 9 out of 10 now on the season. So it's runner in scoring position with two men down. Reliever might be Brian Howard. Brian was just reactivated off the injured list today. Here's the 1-0. Ball in high in the air, right side, a pop-up. Outfield, grass in shallow right, Jeremy Ironman. Got it, and the inning is over. So a towering pop-up, and after the epic Nissan balls drawn by Joey Lo Perfido, no damage done, no runs or hits. A base on balls and a man left on base. So we are bound for the top half of the eighth inning in Corpus Christi. Hounds trying to even this series at two games apiece. They've had a two-run lead most of the night, but we've got a ways to go. Village Car Wash score, Hounds 5, Hooks 3.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit High Plains, a community with a convenient location and fabulous floor plans. In Midland, visit Wildflower, where style, elegance, and affordability complement quiet, comfortable living. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog, because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
It was a two-run game after the top of the first, or after the end of the first, I should say, and a two-run game it remains. Hounds 5, Hooks 3. Rockhounds 5 runs, 3 hits. Corpus Christi 3 runs, 5 hits. One error in the game was committed by Joey Lo Perfido at second base for the Hooks. Of the 8 runs on the board, 6 were scored in the first inning. Each team got a run in the fourth, and that is where we stand as we go to the eighth inning, and Greg Dykeman leads it off. Lefty-lefty matchup, and Colton Gordon delivers down and away for a ball. Gordon again is the second of the piggyback starters. Adrian Chavez pitched into the fourth. Delivery called, strike to Dykeman. Count goes 1-1. And the runs for the Hounds have been almost entirely manufactured. Hard hit ball by Dykeman. Base hit center field. And Greg Dykeman had a bases loaded walk in the first inning. Gets a single here. Another bat the Rockhounds would love to get going. That was a sharply hit ball in a lefty-lefty matchup right back up the middle. One on and nobody down. And here's Jeremy Ironman. He's walked with the bases loaded and struck out twice. Garrett Wolforth paying a visit to the mound, so that will be duly noted. Paperwork done. The mound visit, and Ironman the batter with Lazaro Armenteros on deck. Hounds got an RBI single from J.J. Schwarz, bases loaded walks from Greg Dykeman and Jeremy Ironman, and a sacrifice fly by Lazaro Armenteros in the top of the first for a 4-0 lead. Pitch by Gordon, fouled back, but jammed him, and Jeremy fought it off. Brian Cusick got the first batter of the first inning, extending his scoreless streak to 17 2/3. As Kennedy Corona flared a double into left center field, and Joey Lo Perfido a two-run home run, and that made it 4-2. All of that in the first. The 0-1 set. Gordon with a pitch. Swung on and missed. Pass ball up and away, and Jeremy went after it. Hounds got a hit by pitch. Lazaro Armenteros, he stole a base. And then a walk and a wild pitch will eventually bring Denzel around to score. Pitch down and in. Did it hit him? Yep, got him. That'll be frustrating for Colton Gordon. He was just trying to pitch in on the 0-2 delivery and hit Ironman to the foot. So Jeremy reaches base. A walk and a hit by pitch. Two strikeouts. He's got an RBI. The batter is Lazaro Armenteros. He has a sac fly, a hit by pitch, a steal, and a run scored. So he's 0-for-1, but it's been a very productive 0-for-1 with a run and a ribby. And a thievery, his first. Lazaro swings first pitch. High fly ball, right center field. And drifting over and back is Corona. He will make the catch. Lead runner will tag. And Greg Dykeman will easily get to third base, but on the second out. I'm sorry, first out of the inning. Forgive me. First out of the inning. Productive out. Fly ball hit the center. A little league coach should forgive me right there. So Dykeman does advance to third base. First and third will be the runners. We'll see how the defense will set up. And William Simonite will be the batter. Simo 0-for-3. Lined out sharply to second baseman Lo Profito back in the first inning. The Hooks got a run in the fourth inning, a single by Zach DiCenzo, and then three consecutive walks by Ryan Cusick. Here at Wolfworth, the third of those with the bases loaded. Looking to bunt and fouling it back is Simo. Boy, we have seen some squeeze plays on this season. Hounds turned one with Jeremy Ironman in Springfield, Missouri. Simon looking to do it right there, but he fouled it away. So it's 0-1, first and third. One down in the eighth inning, 5-3 Rockhounds. Pitch up high for a ball, one strike. Base hit for Dykeman, the second base hit allowed by Colton Gordon. The other was that Baltimore chop. A little high bouncer toward the mound by Lawrence Butler. First and third, pitch takes flight, swung on and missed. Good breaking ball, down and in, 1-2. Simo rewrapped the batting gloves quickly, now stands back in. No time needed there. And you can mess around a little bit between you readjust those batting gloves. You've got time to do that. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, boy, and he's really fooling. Simonite is talking to himself. William really chased that pitch, and boy, you can just see the frustration clearly. Fourth strikeout for Gordon. He does strike out some guys. Averages well over a strikeout per inning. He's right at a strikeout per inning in this game. First and third, top of the order, Denzel Clark. 0-for-3 with a walk. Right-handed hitter, top of the order. 5-3 Hounds in the eighth. Pitch to Denzel. Check swing, but he didn't go. It's a called strike, 0-1 inside corner. Single and a hit batsman, runners at the corners, but there are two men down. Hounds would love to add to the advantage. Pitch low and outside for a ball. 1-1 to the Hounds. Designated hitter is Denzel in this game. Gordon comes set. And the pitch, breaking ball. Nope, runs down and in for a ball. Two balls and one strike. Lawrence Butler on deck, top of the eighth inning. Breeze has picked up and strengthened a little bit over the last probably 30 minutes or so, blowing out pretty solidly now to left field. Pitch on the way to Denzel, swung on and missed. Breaking ball down and in, 2-2. Again, got a big bunch on hand here tonight. This turned into a tight ball game. It was 4-0 in the top of the first. Hooks answered immediately, and the game has stayed a two-run game since. Pitcher now going to step away. What you can do in the minors. Don't think you can get away with that in the major leagues. Two balls, two strikes. Runner goes at first. Pitch down and in. Well, we'll see if that's a steal for Jeremy Ironman or not. The count is now full, 3-2. I believe they were holding him on. Wasn't really, that's one of those things, Jeremy swiping second. The Hooks weren't looking for it, neither was I. Three balls, two strikes, stretching pitch to Denzel, swing and a miss. Does that matter? He's out on strikes. So the inning comes to an end. Rock counts, no runs and a base hit, no errors, and there are two men left on base. So to the bottom half of the eighth inning we go. It remains a two-run ball game. Village Car Wash score from Corpus Christi. Rock counts five and the Hooks three.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal: to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
To the bottom of the eighth inning we go. It's a two-run game. Counts five and the Hooks three. Go back to the play here and a line drive off the bat of Zach DiCenzo. First delivery, he lines it, but he lines it foul. Into the left field corner. Rockhounds going to the bullpen here in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Trey Schupach comes out of the bullpen. Delivery here swung on center in the shallow right center. Lawrence Butler, good read on that ball. He will get to it in shallow right center. And so one man down here in the last of the eighth inning. Fly ball to Butler in right center field. One away. Couple of innings for Calvin Coker. Hooks had a couple of base runners against him, but no damage done. Pitch to Shea Whitcomb is up high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. For Trey Schupach and the Rockhounds, that's a big out because you don't want Shea Whitcomb to be the tying run, and that's why. High fly ball left field. That is high. That is deep. That's got a chance, and it is gone. Well, he proved the point before I could even make the point. You don't want Whitcomb to be able to tie the game with one swing because that's why. Drives it out of here, and it's a 5-4 game. Whitcomb's 10th of the year and his 30th RBI. So the Hooks with a big bunch on hand here tonight have chopped it down to one run. So now it's a one-swing game, and here is Chad Stevens. He swings and sends a line drive to left. That's a base hit. Let's remember, rallied back opening night in this series. They won game two in shutout fashion. But in the first game, the Rockhounds had the lead through most of the game. The Hooks rallied back in the ninth inning to win it. And they are in position here. One on and nobody down. C.J. Stubbs, the batter. Runner bluffing, not going. Good backup pitch to Stubbs. Right-handed hitter inside corner. It's quickly 0-1. But Trey Schupach with a home run to Shea Whitcomb. And now the tying run on at first base. Throw over, and Stevens gets back for Chad Stevens again. Before I could say it, he swung at the first pitch. He was 1-for-30 in the season series before that swing, and he lines a base hit to left. Man, that has to feel great, and it comes in a crunch time scenario. Dances off first base, doesn't go. Pitch drops well down the way. Good stop by J.J. Schwarz on that pitch. Rockhounds have had an adventure trying to close games of late. Don't really have a closer per se, although I think Grant Holman actually could fill that role. A little looper down the left field side. Foul ball. That pitch got in on C.J. Stubbs. He turned on it. The ball looked like it would clearly go foul, but, boy, it was one of those that just didn't drift much. It stayed close. But it is a foul ball. It's 1-2. Hounds 5, Hooks 4. 1-2 count to Stubbs, right-handed hitter. Stevens is running. Pitch is taken up high. Here's the throw by J.J., and they get him. He is out. Good catch and tag by Jeremy Ironman. Strong throw by J.J. Schwarz. Now, are they going to argue this or not? Yep, going to get an argument from Joe Thon, the Corpus manager. Chad Stevens thrown out, and if indeed he was out, now, this isn't exactly a nose-to-nose, but they are definitely angry with the call. Don't know if we'll get a second look. They've got some pretty good camera work here. Thon is unhappy, but it's not one of those where you're going to get tossed. It's not over the top, but that was close. And I've got to tell you that I think Jeremy Ironman did a terrific job handling that throw. J.J. had to unload it in a hurry. It was on a hop. Now we're going to get a second look. We're going to get a second look. Here's a pop-up right side. Boy, I think that's a correct call, by the way. And William Simonite will handle a foul ball off the bat of C.J. Stubbs. So on back-to-back pitches, boy, an inning which was kind of teetering for the Rockhounds, a caught stealing and a foul ball to Simonite in foul territory, and the inning is over. I was trying to glance both at the replay, which they were showing with that ball in the air. I think that was a correct call. Wish we'd get one more look. It was really close. Ironman, that was a strong low throw by J.J. It was on a hop, and Ironman handled it for the out. We'll go to the top of the ninth. Village Car Wash score. Hounds 5, Hooks 4.
Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at texasford.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021, see why total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities, including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sedona Ranch in Odessa, upscale home designs and resort-inspired amenities combine to create your perfect escape. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Lawrence Butler takes a called strike just as we come back, and an 0-1 count to Butler, leading it off in the top of the ninth. Sweeping, breaking pitch by Colton Gordon down and away, and the count is 1-1. Lawrence, left-handed hitter, he's 1-for-2, 2 walks, and a run scored. Breaking pitch, fouled back at him out in front of that one. Fouls it back to the screen. Brett Harris and Darryl Hernandez to follow in the Rockhounds' ninth inning of what is now a 1-run ball game. Hooks have a couple of home runs in the contest. Lopepito in the first inning, and Whitcomb a moment ago. Swinging a foul straight back. Count stays 1-2. Hounds have really manufactured all five of their runs. Cook's getting three on the long ball, and then they manufactured one as well. 1-2 to count. Stretch and pitch. Hard hit ball to second, but right there is Loperfido to make the play. And that sidearm throw, that's interesting, but one man down. That one got it there. He does have an error in this game. And now here's Brett Harris. Well, Brett, only his last time up on an 0-2 pitch. I mean, he made a terrific swing, sent a low line drive toward the left field line, and third baseman Stevens reached across his body and made the backhanded catch. And Brett's frustration was obvious and understandable. Takes a strike at the knees, outside corner, 0-1. He's 0-4 in this game, and average under 300 average as of the last couple of days for the first time. Boy, since a long while ago. Swings ground ball out towards short. That's a base hit. Pass to diving Shea Whitcomb. Base hit to center. Boy, and that was a line shot. Yeah, that's a bat that as long as Brett is here and was asked by one of the folks here in the press box in Corpus Christi today about Brett Harris. Very good prospect, and he's gotten some really nice airtime and ink course of this season, why he is not yet a triple A. And that's just a numbers game. You want him to play every day, which he is doing here. Here's Darryl Hernandez. Tries to bunt, comes up empty, 0-1. So that's just a question again of where is playing time available. That's pretty good consideration. I think I'd sure rather be an everyday player here than playing sporadically at AAA, I would think. Swinging a foul out of play, because he will certainly get there. Swinging a foul away. But it's been frustrating for Brett over the last, pretty close to 2 weeks, I guess. And then just to rip one and have the third baseman grab it. Game can be cruel. Last 12 games, a little under 200 for Brett, and that's certainly out of character. It happens to everybody. A swing and a foul tip. Nope, just a swing and a miss in and out of the glove. It is strike three. Wasn't a foul tip. The ball was just dropped by the catcher, Wolford. He's dropped three or four in this game, but first base occupied, so it is a strikeout. So Darryl Hernandez is a quiet 1-for-5, but did score a run. Sixth strikeout for Gordon. He is in his fifth inning of work. He is the second of the piggyback starters in this game, and now we'll face J.J. Schwarz. Harris takes the lead, pitch to J.J., strike called, outside half, 0-1. In the Corpus Christi ninth inning, it's an interesting inning. 9-1-2, Garrett Wolforth, Quincy Hamilton, Kennedy Corona, and Loperfido will be fourth. There's a swing and a miss, 0-2. There's activity in the Rockhounds bullpen, I do believe. Yep, there is, so we shall see. Trey Schupak, a rough eighth inning, gave up a run and got in a little bit more of a jam, but a caught stealing and a pop-out got him out of it. Stretch and a pitch, breaking ball drops to the dirt, and a good stop this time by Wolforth. 1-2 pitch. Now, that was an 0-2 to J.J. Tried to get him to go chase one. He wasn't having any of it. RBI back in the first inning for J.J. He is 1-for-4. Brett Harris, the base runner, with two men down. Oh, man, an intriguing and almost a Hollywood script set up in that ninth inning for Corpus. Pitch just outside, and oh, my goodness. Well, Garrett Wolforth, that's as far as I have ever seen a catcher move out from behind home plate thinking he had a called third strike. Folks, he was almost out of the batter's circle. It's 2-2. He was convinced, and so was Gordon. That was a very close pitch, obviously. 2-2 count, second, and the pitch rather on the way. That's down low, ball three. Both down now, 3-2. So Brett Harris will run with the pitch. I mean, he wasn't trying to show anybody up, but he almost did it anyway on that particular walkaway, thinking he had a strikeout. 3-2. Brett runs. Ground ball, right side, base hit. Harris will stop at second. So J.J. with a base hit, and boy, that'll be all the more frustrating. Of course, nothing across yet, but boy, if the Hounds score in this inning, then that pitch with two strikes in the count, and the hook stop for sure was strike three. That will come back to cause some irritation. So a base hit for J.J., two hits in this inning for the Rockhounds. They're fifth and sixth of the game. Now here is Greg Dykeman, and he is one for three. RBI on a bases loaded walk back in the first. Two on, two out. Breaking pitch called strike. Just got there. Upper edge strike 0-1. Rockhounds 5, hooks 4 in the top of the ninth inning. 0-1 pitch. Check swing. Did he go? They'll appeal that. Not going to get the call. Again, third base umpire Felix Leon is between pitcher and the shortstop, so you're not going to get that most times. Stretch and pitch to Dykeman. Check swing again. And, boy, this time to say he went. Wow. Home plate umpire calls that a check swing, and Bobby Crosby's losing his mind. Boy, I mean, that's a little tiny check swing, and the home plate umpire, Jared Molman, called it a check swing strike without benefit of appeal. Wow. 1-2. Folks, of course, here all over Bobby Crosby, but my goodness, if that was the other way around, that was the Corpus manager arguing, they'd be giving him a standing ovation. That is, boy, that's a tough call. One ball and two strikes to count. Delivery to Dykeman, a chopper toward first base. That will be handled for the out by DeCenzo. So we will go to the bottom of the ninth inning. It is fireworks night here in Corpus. And they'll get to the top of the order, and they might get to Joey Loperfido, who has a baker's dozen RBIs in this series. How about that for a setup? We go to the bottom of the ninth inning in Corpus Christi. Village Car Wash score, Hounds 5 and the Hooks 4.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
If you love H-E-B, but don't always have the time for shopping at H-E-B, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry pick the produce, get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My H-E-B app today and start shopping at H-E-B, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from add-in store. See H-E-B.com for details.
It will be Grant Holman who will come on to try to close the door. Grant is 1-for-2 in save chances. He got the save on Sunday against the San Antonio Missions. Did give up a run in that game. And he had the blown save in game one of this series. And if you recall, that one started with a 3-1 Rockhounds lead, and Quincy Hamilton, who will bat second in this inning, hit a ball that hit the left field foul pole for a home run. And from there, Corpus went on to score twice more and win the game 4-3. So now, here is Garrett Wolforth. He is 0-for-2 with an RBI on a bases loaded walk. Holman delivers right down the middle with a fastball. It's 0-1. So Grant just up from advanced A. The save chances Sunday and Tuesday, the first two of his professional career. Right-hander delivers, and that's high and away for a ball. It's one ball and one strike. So it's Garrett Wolforth, then back to the top for Quincy Hamilton, Kennedy Corona, and if they can get to him, Joey Loperfido. The 1-1 pitch, swung on and missed. Boy, off speed just a bit, swinging strike 1-2. Wolforth driving in a run with a bases-loaded walk against Ryan Cusick in the fifth. That made it a 5-3 game. Pitching away from Holman. High and away for a ball from Grant. 2-2. So bottom of the ninth inning. The fireworks crowd of 4,267. And they are all still here. A swing and a miss on a pitch down and in. And Wolperth is out on strikes. One man down. Now the meaning no discipline, no disrespect whatsoever. Degree of difficulty now moves up a little bit here as Quincy Hamilton will be the batter, left-handed hitter. Well, for four in the game, he's flown out three times to right fielder Greg Dykeman. Swings and misses. Boy, a pitch to the dirt. That was nasty. Had him off balance and almost dropping to a knee on that did Grant. Holman set 0-1 pitch. Drops to the dirt all the way. This time one ball and one strike. Outfield has him largely straight away, shaded a little bit toward the opposite field in center and left. Infield plays into pull. No doubles defense with Simo at first. Pitch way up high. Ball two. Two balls and a strike. Simonite about a step and a half off the line at first base. The second baseman, Jeremy Ironman, about halfway between first and second. Of course, on the dirt. Can't play on the outfield grass. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Nub foul off the end of the bat, and it's 2-2 to Hamilton. Now, we said it in the eighth inning. When Zach DeCenzo went out, that brought Shea Whitcomb up. With nobody on base, he homered. With Hamilton and Corona, of course, that is the same scenario with Lo Perfido looming. Here is the 2-2 set by Grant Holman. The pitch on the way, that is hit in the air, left field, on the run. Armenteros tracks it down. Well hit ball. That was a stride or two shy of the track. Basically straight away left field and well hit. And again, Hamilton, boy, had to be in a little bit of deja vu for Grant right there because that was a guy who hit the foul pole the other night. The line drive just shy of the track. Two down, and here is Kennedy Corona. Well, there are two down in the ninth inning. So, obviously, if you retire Corona, game is over. But if you don't, you get Lo Perfido as the winning run. Pitch swung on and missed, and it's 0-1. Kennedy Corona with a swinging strike one. Right-handed hitter. Boy, whoever wrote this script, a good writer. Big bunch, fireworks night, one-run game. You got the nemesis, the monster on deck. But there are two men down on the ninth. The 0-1 pitch by Holman. Swung on and missed and drop into the ground as Corona on a swinging strike two. Kennedy hitting the deck going after that. It's 0-2. Grant Holman trying to slam the door in the top of the ninth inning. 0-2 stretch and pitch. Way up and away for a ball. The fastball high and away. 1-2. No doubles defense now with Brett Harris guarding the line. Not quite on it, but he's shading very close to it. The one ball, two strike stretch and pitch. Down and away, and it's 2-2. Corona in the game doubled ahead of Lo Perfido, remember, in the first, and Lo Perfido homered. 1-4. 2-2 count. Stretch by Grant. Stretch, kick, pitch, ground ball, third base, two hops. Brett Harris there throws the first ball game. Grant Holman, I've said it every time, each of the three he's been out there, he has closer type of stuff, and he got it done. 1-2-3 in the ninth inning with Joey Lo Perfido waiting on deck. How about them baseball apples? Rockhounds win this ball game. 5-4 is the final. Woo, boy, this was a dickens of a game. Gentlemen, one and all, this Bud's for you.
And the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today.
Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
Well, the Rockhounds, 5 runs, 6 hits, errorless baseball, 5-6-0. Corpus Christi, 4 runs, 7 hits, 1 error, 4-7-1. Joey Loperfido, a home run in the first inning, his 6th of the season. Shea Whitcomb solo in the 8th. That is his 10th of the year. Ryan Cusick gets the win. He is 3-1. ERA bumps up a little bit over 2 now for Ryan Cusick. The loss will go to Adrian Chavez, and the save is 2nd to Grant Holman. And again, boy, it was just quite the script written tonight with 3-up, 3-down in the 9th, and if they didn't get the 3-up, 3-down, the Hounds would have had to face Joey Loperfido as the game-winning run. And, man, the numbers he has put up against the Hounds, much like Darryl Hernandez against the Hooks in this series, that's a guy you did not want to face. Come back and wrap this thing up in just a couple of moments. Our final Village Car Wash score of the ball game for Corpus Christi, the Rockhounds 5, and the Corpus Christi Hooks 4.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodation, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Fans enjoying the fireworks here tonight on Friday night. The Rockhounds have tied this series at 2 games apiece. Just double checking on the ball game. 200 games that are in progress that affect the Rockhounds in terms of the pennant race. And again, it's too early to be absolutely glued, of course, to the out-of-town scoreboard, but nonetheless, they are significant. San Antonio is about to close out Amarillo. That's 8-2 at San Antonio. Frisco is leading Arkansas 10-7 in the top of the 9th at North Little Rock. So San Antonio and Frisco will remain apparently 1 and 4.5 games behind the Rockhounds. Corpus Christi now drops 5 games back, so Frisco will leapfrog the Hooks, it would appear, in the Texas League South Division. Game number 5 of the 6-game series tomorrow evening at 7:05, and then we will join you at 6:35 just ahead of that on Sunday evening to put a wrap-up on this series. Rockhounds win this ball game by the final score of 5-4. We look forward to bringing you tomorrow night's ball game, and until then, for all of us with the Rockhounds here in Corpus Christi, final score 5-4, the Rockhounds win it. Bob Hard saying good night, Red. Good night, Leo. Good night, Mr. Scully. And good night, my friends from the beach.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets. Visit the Rockhounds store. And join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.